The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. This is PFW in Progress.
When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
I'm going to need you to go ahead and come in tomorrow. So if you could be here around 9, that would be great.
Oh, and I almost forgot.
I'm also going to need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday, too. Okay,
thanks.
Paul Perillo.
Well, look, I already told you. I deal with the goddamn customers so the engineers don't have to. I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that? What the hell is wrong with you people?
And Andy. And Andy?
What would you do if you had $1 million?
I'll tell you what I'd do, man. Two chicks at the same time, man.
Andy Hart.
I'm thinking I might take that new chick from logistics. Things go well, I might be showing her my O face.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about.
Eric Scalavino, for now anyway.
It's not that I'm lazy. It's that I just don't care. When I make a mistake, I have 8 different people coming by to tell me about it. That's my only real motivation, is not to be hassled. That'll only make someone work just hard enough not to get fired.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Every single day of my life has been worse than the day before it. So that means that every single day that you see me, that's on the worst day of my life.
What about today? Is today the worst day of your life?
Yeah.
Wow, that's messed up.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. It is Thursday here at Gillette Stadium, and the schedule's out. Woohoo!
Oh, yeah.
Eric, you don't have to field those questions anymore.
Not for another 11 months.
Right. Not only do we now know who the Patriots will be playing, we know when the Patriots will be playing them.
Yep.
So it's all out there. So we'll talk about the schedule. My first rant of the day, I guess. It's not really a rant. It's an observation. But, you know, the league made this whole big deal this morning. Oh, the schedule's out, and here's how we did it, and all this stuff. And it's like, really? It's a 16-game schedule. Major League Baseball does 162 games every year with the same amount of teams, and I don't see them doing high fives after it's released every
year.
In
a shorter period of time to get that schedule made up, too.
Right.
Much shorter period.
Now, I understand that the NFL has, you know, because every game's on network TV, there's a little bit more complication dealing with that. But still, I mean, is it really that big a deal?
No.
No.
You know?
And I read the Peter King article on the behind the scenes and all these.
Yeah.
Part of it is what they think a good game. I kind of wish Paul was here, because a lot of the stuff in there was, you know, Fox already had a great game with Packers-Vikings. That's a great game.
Right.
The Vikings suck. They don't have a quarterback.
Right.
And, you know, another great game was somebody at Washington. That's a great game. Didn't they earn, like, the second pick in the draft with how crappy they were last year?
Yeah.
Like, the view, and that's the view based on what we know. We know that some of these teams we think are going to, like last year, Falcons and Texans. Oh, we got to be. Well, they sucked.
Right.
They flat out sucked.
Right.
Or the Giants. That's a big game. Didn't they start the season like 0-5 last year?
You really don't know what the good games will be.
So they worry
now,
so
you know,
much.
Patriots and Broncos will be. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
But that's why, Fred, it's always best to judge a schedule
after the season.
So we'll tell them how good a job they did when the season's over.
Right.
But, you know, and they're making the big deal out of all these new rules they have with the, what are they calling it, the cross-flexing between Fox and CBS.
Right.
And we got caught in that last year, right? One of our games couldn't because of the number.
CBS had already flexed too many games, so it kind of helped us because they couldn't flex our game.
But worked out. Yeah, we ended up working out for
and
us.
They made a big deal out of it. I still go back with, who were the people that lived on Nantucket? Is that baseball or football? That their schedule makers were an old couple.
Oh, I don't know.
It was just and they just did it.
Yeah.
You know, these guys act like they're moving the earth.
Right.
They have these computers that do everything for them.
Yeah.
They type in, we don't want this, we don't want that, and it shoots out the computers.
Except when the computer system crashes.
Oh, sorry, Tom. Apparently they can hear us in there.
Really?
I saw you at the marathon on Monday. Did you see me? I was flying.
Tom Brady's in the other studio.
Can he really hear us?
Apparently. He just rose his hands up and jokingly said, what the?
Looking at us?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, that's what we're doing. We're doing a show here. Sorry yes.
about what I said about your wife.
That was just my little observation this morning. But, you know, we'll talk about the schedule. I think, all things considered, I think it's a pretty good schedule for the
Patriots.
Very
good schedule for the Patriots.
So I think 15-1?
No, I think there's a chance you start out fast. There's a one stretch where you have, as Warren Ladd from the UK Patriots pointed out, 3 games in 11 days. But I think every team's going to have to go through that because of the Thursday expanded schedule this year.
Yeah.
But then you have a rest after that. So
you have a mini bye.
It all comes out in the wash.
Then you have a real bye.
Yeah.
And you have that. It's basically a month and a half where you don't have to travel. I mean, Buffalo is in there, but Buffalo is one of the two shortest trips we right. take every year.
Everything else is home or a bye.
And it's a 1 o'clock kickoff. So be home by 8 o'clock.
Right.
So you have Cincinnati, October 5th. The next time you travel, taking Buffalo out of the equation there, the next time you travel is to Indianapolis, November 16th.
Right. Now, I'm not crazy about the San Diego 8:30 road game, but you know,
that could get flexed out, though.
It could. It could.
By that point.
Yeah, it could.
And if it's not, yeah. we get an extra day and a half in San Diego.
Now, you start on the road in Miami. That's going to be hot.
That's
going to be hot.
Have the blue jerseys on, sweating it up.
You'll have come off, you know, training camp, which is, you know, maybe not
still
as hot.
It's
still
hot.
But Bill might.
So it's not like, you know, December where you're not used to it.
And he might turn it up a little with that in mind. There might be a little more conditioning, a little more kind of taking advantage of the heat to prepare for that game.
Yep.
So, you know, the way I look at it, you can pick apart any schedule. But the first things that jumped out for me were you open on the road twice. You finish with 3 of 5 on the road. And if you're in a dogfight, it could be interesting. Because you have the three division games at the end. The one in the middle is the at the Jets, and that comes off the heels of that at Packers at San Diego. And then the other thing is their playoff opponents are all in pairs. You have three back-to-back playoff opponents. You have
Cincinnati.
Yeah, KC, Cincinnati, then you have Denver and the Colts, and then Packers, Chargers.
Right.
So if you're struggling, if you're kind of scuffling a little bit, you have the potential for little losing streaks in there that could kind of sway things. But who knows? San Diego might suck. The Chiefs might suck all of a sudden.
Right.
You know, and Chicago might be great or whatever.
The Lions could be undefeated.
Right. The Lions are a team that everybody's for some reason has poo-pooed them and pushed them down. But
not against the Patriots.
Like, they're still a pretty good football
team. They're not a good matchup, or they haven't been, at least in preseason.
And they have a quarterback. They have a receiver that can challenge you and test you.
And preseason game number 3 is when we've played them in the most important, supposedly, game. And they've
dominated
both times the last few years.
So I look at that as a real interesting game if you're a fan. You don't get to see this team at home a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, particularly we don't get to see them in the regular season. Except, what, once every 8 years or something like that? So
at home, right.
Yeah, so you know, this is an interesting one.
I like it. I like the schedule. I really do. I think it's very, very favorable
It's
for
as
the
good
Patriots.
As it can be, I think, for the Patriots.
Yeah.
It's a schedule. Let's not put more into it than it is.
No, it is.
I mean, I don't want to go all Bill and it's, you know, 8 on the road, 8 at home. But
the turnaround, where they have the Thursday night game is very favorable, I think, because that gives you a little bit of a bye that weekend right afterwards. Of course, like you said, you're playing 2 games very close together, but you get a full weekend off there.
Right.
And then 3 weeks later, you get the real bye week.
Yeah. And the best thing is no Thanksgiving games, no games on Christmas, no games on New Year's.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Christmas is almost perfect, dead center, away from games, giving you the middle of the week.
But the Thanksgiving weekend game is a good one, at Green Bay.
Yeah.
You know, I think it could snow at that time of year in that location.
Yeah.
It could be Super Bowl preview, possibly?
Oh.
No, this guy.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Schedule comes out, and he's already booking rooms in Arizona.
That's what we do.
Why not?
I thought you had him at like 9-7.
I didn't even pick him yet.
Oh, I didn't do that yet.
Yeah. You were supposed to tweet that last night, too, remember?
Well, I got so wrapped up in the entertaining NFL issues on NFL.com and the website.
Teams had a little problem.
Chris, is there something wrong with
NFL
Mike?
Last night?
It sounds a little like
You sound okay. Muddy?
Yeah.
Muddy? What does a muddy mic sound like?
You know, like it's a little
muffled.
Like muffled,
yeah. What are you supposed to be doing,
a little bit?
Andy?
No, I just wanted to do my WL. What do you got him, Fred? First month at Miami,
let's
at Minnesota, Oakland, Kansas City.
No, come on, let's go.
We gonna do this.
Let's do it.
Can Tom still hear us?
How loud is it in there?
I don't know.
At Miami.
Are you worried about the at Miami, the heat and everything to open the season? Because I saw Matt Chatham tweeted out, the first thing a player did, at least from his perspective, was look for at Miami, because of the heat, and at Buffalo because if you're late, it can be cold and windy and all that.
Yeah, at Buffalo's not going to be that.
At Buffalo, they didn't
mid-October
get an issue, but at Miami, that's certainly going to be a hot one, an opener, excitement.
But like Fred said, it's right on the heels of training camp, so you're already in that frame of mind anyway.
But the last time we had that early game in Miami, I think we lost, right?
It was the night game. No, that we dominated them, remember?
Oh, really?
2010?
Oh, okay. I just remember going down there early in September and losing.
But this is a 1 o'clock midday heat, sun.
Yep.
Right.
We'll be wearing the blue jerseys for sure that day.
Oh, yeah, blue jerseys and everything.
Yeah. So
be fine.
I got a win.
I give him a W.
I got W. I'm going W.
That's a potential stumbling block there.
Kansas City, I know. Oh, Arrowhead Stadium.
They could be good.
They're taking
a
step
they could.
Back. Well, they were good last year. I think they're taking a step back. I think they're not going to be as good. I think you're going to see that new coach year one, then year two step back. So I'm saying win.
I'm giving them an L at Kansas City.
Give Bengals, respect, prime time here. I got a W.
Yeah.
W. I got them at 6-0. And Jets, I got, W, 7-0.
Yeah,
Bears,
8-0.
W.
Bears here?
I don't know.
Here.
Yeah, Bears here, but the Bears play them tough.
You know.
Here or there.
Yeah.
Cutler will be at Bar Louie the night before and have struggled to get out of bed.
Some good receivers.
That's a tough one. I'm going to go L.
Okay.
Chicago.
So now you got to
lose a few, right?
Yeah.
You got to pick some.
Yep.
You don't have to.
Well,
you don't.
There's
have
no
to.
Rule
That's
that
true.
Says you must.
You don't
lose.
Have to.
There's no rule, but
NFL has a lot of rules. None of them say you have to lose.
History says you should.
Oh, you should.
Yeah.
Is that what history says?
Yes.
That's what history told you,
yes.
Michael Gee.
History forgot to tell the 1972 Miami Dolphins.
Right.
If you're playing the odds, you go against 16-0.
Oh, you become one of those.
I'm just saying.
So you become one of those.
I'm just saying. Just I'm the one that always gets it right every year. So
no, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Denver, we're up to. Really important game here.
I think they're going to win that game. See, I think it's more likely they beat Denver and lose to a team we didn't think they would lose
yes,
to.
Yes, that is true. That's always true.
Yeah, I think that's the case.
I like them at home in big games.
Yeah.
I will err on the side of picking them to win at home in big games, especially if we can get. Speaking of air, the wind from last year.
Eric's making a
making
weird
W.
Sign
it's
with,
a W.
I know.
I think we
sign.
Need to get rid of him. I think he has gang ties.
Oh,
isn't that like West Coast?
Yeah. No, that would be if you did it like this with one hand.
So right now,
hands.
You guys have them at 10-0.
No, I had
Eric's got 9-1.
I had them losing to them with two losses. I have them at 8-2.
Okay, 8-2.
Okay, at Colts.
At Colts.
That's an interesting one.
I'm going to give them a win there.
I think
as
so.
Well.
Should we wait till after the draft before we do that?
Yeah, right.
No, it just came out. Let's have some fun. Come on.
Okay, I got a win.
Yeah.
Lions win. At Packers loss.
At Packers loss.
At Packers loss, yes.
Yeah.
Cold.
Yes.
Star power, 4 o'clock.
Yep.
I got a loss.
They've had a hard time.
The two toughest,
I got a two-game losing streak
The two
there.
Toughest venues are Green Bay and Kansas City. They're going to both of them this year. I'm giving them both losses.
Yeah. Okay.
Got a loss at San Diego.
So that's three. I have three losses.
Even though I don't think San Diego's that good.
Yeah.
I'll give them the win in San Diego. That's a tough one. It, probably like a late.
It could be tough.
Overtime or a late regular. Regulation type thing. So.
And then
still
they run
three
the
losses.
Table. Win, win, win.
Think they'll beat the Jets twice, so they're gonna.
No, I'll give them a loss in one of those games.
So you don't think they'll sweep the AFC East
no,
this year?
No, but one loss.
I actually don't either.
One
even
loss.
Though I have them sweeping in my head,
right?
I don't believe they will sweep.
Right. So which one will they lose to, or who will they lose to?
At Jets.
At Jets.
I mean, at Miami and at Jets are the likely.
Yeah, I think that really, it's really going to depend on what the Jets do early because. You know, it kind of is a lame duck year for Rex Ryan. And if they don't start out well and things start to go south, the end of the season's going to be just a disaster.
You can certainly sell yourself, though, on it's a better year for him and his future than last year.
Oh, yeah.
He no longer has a rookie quarterback. It's a second-year quarterback, somebody with experience. Now, I don't know how they feel about that internally.
Yeah, but what are they going to do with – see, my opinion is they should start Michael Vick.
And maybe they will.
They might.
That's also a decent option. You add him to Chris Johnson. I think that athletically is a challenge for defenses to deal with. Every defense, I think, faces a challenge if you put Vick and Chris Johnson on the field together. I think that is athletically an issue. And you look at it, they added Eric Decker. They're going to add potentially another playmaker. They still have a decent defense.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're a better football team this year than they were. I think they were an abysmal team last year in terms of talent.
Yeah.
I just don't think they could be competitive.
Yeah, I do. I agree.
So if he can do the job and have them fighting for him, I think he has a better chance.
Yeah.
Now, Idzik might not like that if he doesn't want him or whatever that whole backstory is.
I just think it's about how they start. And they could have a good
season.
It's
not about how you start, Fred.
No, but
it's
how you finish. That will kind of, if they don't get that momentum early, I think it could be a long season for the Jets.
Possibly.
But what if they do?
Then, like I said, I think that could be a real challenging game
in
New York.
And that's where I get into 3 of 5 on the road to end the season. Mm-hmm. 2 of them tough games at Green Bay and San Diego.
Yeah.
If that Jets game is now in play, you know, if the division is still in question, could be an interesting stretch run there.
And, you know, Brandon Spikes says he's going to beat the Patriots twice. So, you know.
Put a lot of stock in that.
I'm saying 12-4 at this early period.
I'm with you at 12-4. I've got.
It's always safe to start with 12-4 with
Kansas
them.
City.
Because it's probably going to be right.
Kansas City,
no, I know,
Chicago, Green Bay, and the Jets on the road. Those are my four.
Go out on a limb.
Okay. Webradio at patriots.com
sure
is the email
one.
Address. 508-298-0398 is the ACE ticket hotline. 855-PATS-500. Is the toll-free number. We're thinking of changing some of the toll-free numbers.
And therefore, I'm going to give the Ukraine one last chance. I'm going to give out our Ukrainian
right now,
line.
They're kind of having a little trouble.
Yeah, they might have a little trouble. They have other things to worry
about. I
don't
even know if the phone lines are working.
So?
Yeah. Well,
that we'll give them one last chance.
Okay.
I'm not supposed to baby them. If they don't start using their line, we're taking it away.
If they can't keep their country, then, you know.
Didn't your mother ever tell you, use it or lose it?
Right.
Use it or lose it.
Okay.
Therefore, 0-800-502-749. That's 0-800-502-749 from the Ukraine. Call or you're in jeopardy of losing your international toll-free line.
All right.
Oh,
I'm just telling you. We're going to take it away.
Suddenly the interim government has new priorities.
Japan, you're on thin ice as well. I'm just letting you know.
Well, right. They've got their problems, too, with a neighbor.
Everybody has
nosy
their problems.
Neighbor.
We have problems. They have problems. The whole damn world has problems.
Right. The world stops when this show's on.
It
so
should.
It shouldn't matter. It shouldn't
We're
matter.
Giving you a free way to call us.
Right.
So use it or lose it.
Jeff from the Hancock writes in.
Did you see
listening.
Paul had a baby?
On the beach?
No, did you see the one that was born at Mass General? Second biggest they've ever delivered.
Really? How big?
14
oh
something.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, look at Mama.
Well, she looks like she hasn't even had a baby. Wow.
That's because, forget it.
Anyway, Jeff from the Hancock writes, and I've been listening to some of your old shows, especially the drafts from past years. There are some excellent debates and entertaining arguments now that we know how most of the players' careers have turned out. I encourage your listeners that are crying for more PFW shows to check the extensive catalog on your website, and if they come across any classic shows, to email those dates in. Now that the schedule's been revealed, what is your take on the stretch where they will be home for 35 straight days?
Yeah.
I love it.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Now, you have a losable game in there, or
a couple
games, if depending on three.
Several.
However you want to look at it.
They're all
losable, I guess.
They're all winnable.
They're not
the
all
NFL.
Losable.
They are all losable.
No.
They are.
The only way they lose to the Buffalo Bills at Gillette Stadium on December 28th is if they want to lose that game, if they're positioning themselves for some sort of a playoff opponent or something.
But they might.
But that's the only way they lose. They have to want to
lose.
So
it's losable.
They have to want to lose.
That's still.
So it's not losable.
Yes, it is.
They'd be winning by losing, so therefore they're winning. It's winnable.
Still,
all right. I'm not even.
It won't be. It won't be. It won't count that way. In
more
the
likely that they start the year
4-0,
4-0,
or 0-4,
or 0-4,
4-0,
4-0.
Yeah, absolutely. John in Minneapolis says, "Longtime listener, love the show. Pats fans in the Twin Cities aim to organize a get together in Minneapolis for the weekend." Of the September 14th Patriots Vikings tilt.
Giddy up.
My house with a big deck is less than 1 mile from TCF Stadium. Patriots Nation and PFW family are welcome for pregame drinks and food. With a big deck, I can see one of those disaster
collapses.
Things, everybody's on there, like, you know, dancing and all of a sudden it collapses.
I thought of that at my son's birthday party a couple weeks ago. I was out and doing stuff and I looked up and there had to have been 25 people on the deck. And I'm thinking, I wonder what this is rated for. But it held. Paul would have put her over the top.
VIP stripper.
Did I get my shots in? He's almost back.
I don't want to read that one
week.
Yet. Okay.
Huh. We should mention just as we, other news, The Patriots officially exercised the fifth-year option on Nate Solder.
Yep.
The new CBA rules where he is now paid the average of third through 25th players cap-wise at his position. So he's going to make $7 million and change for 15. This is down the road a little bit. This is his 2015. But it pushes it off another 1 year of salary where you don't have to commit to him long-term, even though they eventually, barring injury, will commit to him long-term, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. You like the move?
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't
I think so.
He's an upper echelon or top half starting caliber left tackle who's young and a former first-round pick and all that. So why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You got your O-line intact. Why mess with it right now?
I think it's a good move.
Also, another reported interaction between the Patriots and a quarterback. That was Connor Shaw out of South Carolina, who Steve Spurrier is very high on. A very efficient, smaller quarterback, not the elite height, but never throws interceptions. So who knows? Maybe he's a later round option if they are still looking.
And why do we care what Steve Spurrier thinks?
Well, because Paul loves him.
Okay.
You should listen to the quarterback podcast. I said, you know, he mentioned how Steve Spurrier raves about him, and I said, and what's that worth? The guy doesn't know anything about producing NFL talent.
Right.
He never has.
Right.
Paul went off.
Really?
Like, he was so upset. No one says that about Nick Saban, but they say it about Saban. Like, we got into a legitimate fight for 10 minutes that just out of nowhere. And you should listen. He was so personally offended that I took a shot, which I do to everyone, by the way, at Steve Spurrier, that this whole fight.
Wow.
It was amazing. He got a hair across his buttocks, and it just wouldn't go away.
Okay. All right. Well.
But that was my same thing. And not even just almost any coach, you know. So he likes his quarterback.
Right.
What does that mean?
Right.
And it's not like he has – my point was he's never developed – the thing on him at Florida, and they've never developed offensive NFL players for the most part.
Yeah,
it's worked for him there, but the quarterbacks, the receivers, have then gone on to struggle in the NFL, and he was very offended.
Wow, that's surprising. He must...
Tom's gone, by the way.
Does Spurrier have any ties to Northeastern?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well,
could just say they're both cocks.
Let's see. Michelle, who loves it when I call
Gamecocks.
Her Shalata.
Yeah,
Tom is gone, though, just to let everybody know. We can speak freely now.
From taking a quick
Were you pumping me into there, Chris? Then why was he hearing me? Oh, wait. He might be back.
Shalata says, from taking a quick look at the schedule, looks like a tough stretch after the bye, although that's usually the time when we're playing our best football. I find it odd that we haven't opened at home since 2010. Why is that? Miami and Kansas City away are no easy tasks. 14-2, put my name on it.
The league hates the Patriots. That's why we haven't opened at home. It's simple. Isn't that when the circus is in town?
Well, I know there's a Revs game that first Sunday. No, there is. Seriously. There's a Revs game already scheduled, and I think there might be some late-season concerts coming in. So it probably helps us venue-wise to not have games early in September here.
It evens out,
They're just screwing us.
It all evens out. You have eight on the road, eight at home.
It's not fair.
Right.
The league never does anything we want. We always lose.
Right.
You're at home in the middle, at midseason. Midseason form, you're going to be home, getting in form.
And there's a reason they call it midseason form.
That's right, because that's when it happens.
Indeed.
Right. All right. The Ace Ticket Hotline is 508-298-0398. Let's go to Dwight in Alabama. Hey, Dwight.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Roll Tide.
Shut up, Andy.
Was he an Auburn fan?
First off, I want to give a shout out to the PFW Elites for the circus we had about the schedule last night. It was all in good fun. I can feel like 14-2. I do have three drafty prospects that I think Patriots should look into.
Wait, hold on before we go any further. Who were the two losses?
Green Bay.
Okay.
And depending on I'll say Green Bay and the Chiefs.
Okay.
Chiefs is a little bit iffy, but Green Bay, I'm pretty sure.
All right.
Okay, now your prospects. What do you got? Bring them.
Okay, the cornerback from Michigan State, Denard.
Yep.
What do you see in him, Andy, like drafting-wise?
Very much intrigued by him. I still have to watch a little bit more tape on him, but I think he is a feisty corner that would fit in here, and we've talked about it. You could definitely look. I mean, he's a high-level prospect. You're going after him early. You can definitely look at it as a need because you could see Browner and Revis as one-year guys. So, you know, you could be drafting forward. And then, as I've said,
you'd have Dennard and
I want Fred to have to say Dennard and Denard every week.
okay, my next is Jeff Janis from Saginaw Valley State. He's a wide receiver, 6'3", 219. Have you heard about him?
Yeah, I've heard about him. I haven't seen any tape on him. I don't know a ton about him, so it's hard for me to comment there. I do know I had him pre-combine as a 4.4 guy, so certainly would seem to be a guy that has some speed to be able to get down the field and has decent size to be that outside-type target.
Okay. And my last, I don't know if the Patriots would draft him or if he never gets drafted, maybe take him as a free agent, and that's Colt Lierler from Oregon.
I don't think they'll touch him with a 10-foot pole.
I love him.
Too close.
As a tight end. To me, he would fit perfectly with the team. I know his off-the-field issues.
Yep. Yeah, that's going to
About the cocaine and all that other heroin and whatever it was. But he was the one that took himself out. He wasn't forced out by the police. So I think that if he knew that he needed to be fixed and he was on without any help actually going, I think that he can learn from his mistakes and actually help out the team.
Pre-Hernandez, I might have considered it. I just think it's too close. And they're identical. They're very similar players. You know, watching the tape, they used him the same way. He takes some hands off out of the backfield. You know, it's just too alarming to have a guy who left the team and then had the cocaine arrest and all that. Too close to Hernandez. He'll get an opportunity somewhere because he's a talented athlete.
Yeah.
Won't be New
not
England.
Not here.
I would take him still as a free agent.
Nope.
After the draft.
Well, he's not going to make it.
I think he's going to get drafted in the late rounds. And he may end up being, you know, maybe that was a wake-up call. Maybe his life got derailed. You know, he said he needed to get away from his people, which, again, was another
tie
into Hernandez.
Well, okay.
So if you're Seattle, by the way, or wherever out there.
But if the Patriots do end up taking him, let's say, in the sixth round, doesn't that tell you that they probably did their due diligence on this guy and they're absolutely sure?
No, you can't be absolutely sure.
No, but
we've learned that lesson.
No, but we also were as sure as we could be when we took Hernandez in the fourth round.
Well, I don't know.
Or we were pretty sure when we handed him $40-something million.
But they did.
You can't be sure. That's
the
lesson. They
did say that they're reevaluating their vetting system. So
you can't do it. Won't do it. You cannot do it right now.
I wouldn't rule it out.
I would rule it out 100%. Won't happen.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. Well, I've already got my plane ticket and my hotel room for the Broncos game. All I'm waiting on now is for the tickets to go on sale. I hope I meet the PFW Elite and you guys at the Broncos game.
Sounds
good.
Thanks, we'll be here. Say hello.
Mike Rogan writes in, so my girlfriend's running the New York City Marathon the day the Patriots play the Broncos.
Oh.
The mature thing to do is dump her the night before and then try to mend things on Monday, right? Thanks for your advice.
Wow.
Yeah, I would say that's the way to go.
No.
Now, when is that exactly?
You can get one of those mini TVs and watch it.
November. Yeah, Fred's done it at weddings.
Yeah, the day
it's a 4:25 game, so it'll be a national game.
It'll
be aired in New York.
Yes. It'll probably be flexed to the night.
Well, either way, you're going to be able to see it.
And one of the other flexes, Cincinnati, could be flexed.
You go to Radio Shack, you get yourself one of those digital TVs for $100 or $200, and you watch it while you're waiting for her. Actually, she might be done.
When does it start? I don't.
It's 4:25. New York City in the morning. It's like ours.
Oh, then
yeah. She'll be over with.
Fine.
Support her. Take her to a sports bar afterwards. Yeah. She can relax and have a beer.
Wrap
and
her up in one
game.
Of those tinfoil blankets.
Absolutely.
Let her take a nap and
you're
watch
fine.
The game.
Those things are ridiculous, by the way.
Are they?
The heat that they create.
They're from NASA.
I was amazed. I had to take it off. I was overheating because it was so. I was starting to cool down. They put that on, and the heat those create are very impressive. I don't know how it works exactly, but
does it like solar?
It's tin foil and it's got a layer on the inside, and but it was hot.
Huh.
Now again, it wasn't.
Do they feel crinkly, or are they?
I don't know. It's in the back seat of my truck. I can bring it in and show you.
So it's reusable.
Yeah. I mean,
can you wash it?
They did better ones this year. They upgraded them. Sometimes they just give you almost like a tinfoil blanket. This is like a poncho. It has a hood. You can Velcro it shut. It has arms.
Wow.
It's kind of a cool little.
Wow.
I mean,
nothing for the legs?
No. No.
Wouldn't you think you'd need
those? No, because it's more of a, I believe it's a core that you're worried about. You can't let your core, because you're at a point where your body is confused, shutting down, whatever, and it's more the core temperature, your organs, your heart, your that kind of stuff.
So you can stay upright.
Yeah, it's not so much about, you know, do your legs get cold?
Oh. Tim writes in, I'm planning on going to the San Diego game. Will you guys be planning anything at a bar? On either Friday night or Saturday night before the game. Well, Not sure yet, but calling in, I think in this show or maybe Tuesday, will be Barry Insion.
And yep. He's from Orange County, based in San Diego, so I would imagine that's his home game.
Last time we were in San Diego, he had a good party.
Yes.
There'll be something there, and he's going to let us know about some of the other places, because we were speculating maybe Green Bay would be a big one or one of those Midwest games. Mm-hmm. He'll be calling in to let us know the early details, although I'm sure he's now – he has to hit the ground running now.
Oh, yeah. Got to start planning.
It's a busy day for Barry. Marcus is in Miami, and he's on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Hey, Marcus. Hey, Marcus.
Hey, I just wanted to chime in on our schedule. I'm going to go ahead and just say 12-4, only because we dropped stupid games that we have no reason dropping, like that Arizona game 2 years ago, that San Francisco 49er game. Where Ridley, obviously, you know, he fumbled in that game too. So I'm going with Packers.
Okay.
I say the Chargers too.
Back to back, huh?
That's a lot of traveling for, you know, that's going to the Packers, come back for a couple of days. They probably fly them out.
Yeah.
For what, Friday night, Saturday?
Friday night, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Friday night. So, I mean, and we haven't lost them in a while, but every time we played them,
it's tough.
It's been kind of close.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe they take the step up. I hate to say this, but just like you guys were saying about the Jets, that kind of scares me a little bit because Chris Johnson, I mean, if that offensive line can create some holes, then I mean, he could take it to the house.
Well,
which Jets?
Which Jets game, though?
After the Jets. No. I mean, we've only lost, and I just looked it up right before I called you guys. We've only lost, what, 4 home games since 2010.
All right, so
14-2.
So what you're saying, what you're saying is the team that plays its best football in November and December is going to lose 3 of its 4 games in November and December.
I mean, it could happen, man. We could be on a roll.
No,
like
that's
we were.
But that's what you're saying. You said they're going to be 12-4, and your three of your losses are in November and December.
I mean, if we win the Super Bowl, does it really matter what we do in the regular season?
Nope.
Well, but you got to get there first.
Yeah, and you got to get there by potentially trying to secure home field so you don't have to go to Manning again.
Right.
If that's...
Which brings me to my next question. Where's your fourth loss, Marcus?
My fourth loss is...
Got to have these on the ready. Can't be equivocating here.
I mean, I was in Miami for the Patrick Chung game. I was in Miami when Wes Welker ran that 100-yard return.
Yep.
So, I mean, and I wasn't – that was the last Miami game. It was the first time I hadn't been there in a while. I think I was out of the state. So, it could be a get-up. I mean, they might not win any games after that, but they might get up to play us. So, you know, I have that Miami because it's hot and, you know, you never know. I don't like making excuses, but – I got that first game in Miami.
So I look forward to their tweet, which will be like our 1-0, our time beat Patriots or something. Fins up.
Right.
It's a madhouse going to that game, and being a Patriots fan, it's like the worst game to go to because if we win, they talk crap. If they win, oh my God, you better get out there before you know it starts because they're already drunk. It's hot. It's a bunch of crap. My only thing is, I have a question before I go. I don't know why it feels like a 12-4 or – a reason why I said 12-4 because I think they'll be better than that. Why are we thinking like that and we have a much better
They could be 12-4 and be a better team than they were last year at 12-4. You know, you can have the same record and be a better team.
Sure.
You know, I just think –
the schedule looks good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're scaring me with all those losses at the end of the year, though, because that's usually when they start to play better.
And especially this team – you're going to be without Browner for the first month.
Yeah.
I still think there's a chance you're without Dennard for the first game or two. I think there could be an issue there.
Yeah.
You could be without Gronk for the first unforeseen number of games.
Right.
You could be without Wilfork for the first unforeseen number
Possibly.
Of games.
Yes.
That doesn't even take into account, say, Tommy Kelly and Gerard Mayo. Now, I think Mayo will be fine. Kelly, I don't know, coming off an ACL. So
he told us last year he'd be fine.
And he'll be fine at some point. But so injuries and what your roster in September may not be your true roster, right? Dobson, for all I know.
You're thinking, based on what we know now, they should talent-wise, be better later in the season.
Well, you don't
injuries.
Know,
but
that's
barring
the problem.
Injuries.
But
barring
yes,
injuries.
Because theoretically, right. Gronk, Wilfork, they'll be better
Browner,
and healthier and ready,
right.
Browner,
yep.
later in the season. So, you know, a tough game at Miami might even be tougher than we can really
that's
envision
true.
Right now.
That's true.
The one thing I will say, Marcus, though, saying it's a bad game to go to as a Patriots fan, I disagree because it's going to be hot and the ladies are going to be out in, you know,
oh.
wearing less
oh,
than they normally would. Oh. So there'll be a little glistening from the humidity and...
I sit in the boxes anyway at the Dolphins game. So
oh,
I mean, I'm
me.
Never really down in the trenches. I'm somewhere near.
Have you ever been in J-Lo's box?
You oh, stop.
No, no.
Oh.
No.
You walk the orange carpet down there?
She's got all the hootie tooties up in her box. I'm usually near the. I sit near the press box, like two boxes down.
Okay.
You guys.
Well,
right.
Say hey, so. Hi to Fred and Eric.
Yeah,
okay.
Come and say hello.
Yeah.
Their box is not
all
as nice
right,
as
Marcus,
J-Lo's.
Thanks
but.
For the call. Brian,
it's a little hairier because Fred.
Brian
from
Vermont just says the Patriots just signed linebacker Josh Hull, recently released
the
by
Hull
the Redskins. 14 tackles in 11 games last year in a special teams role.
Great.
Oh, great. Yeah, just what we need.
Hey, you need those special teams.
Just so
guys.
You know, I never learned
them.
You got Dane Fletcher's
got enough
gone.
Of them.
You got
I never learned Chris White last year, and I won't learn
yeah.
Josh Hull this year.
Got enough special teams.
He's a hull of a player, though.
You need the special teams guys, too.
Got enough of those already, Fred.
He's got a wide base, you know.
Yeah.
The hull of the boat.
Yes, right, yeah.
Eldridge is on the line. Hey, Eldridge.
I'm out of hull jokes.
Hey, folks. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good, Eldridge. Pot him up a little.
Okay, my prediction, my heart says 13-3, but my mind is saying 12-4 also.
Funny, no one's heart or mind ever says, like, a normal record, like 10 wins or something. We have high
that
expectations, hopes, everything.
But if I have to go with it, I'm going with my heart, 13-3.
Okay.
I mean, three losses.
Yep.
Denver, Green Bay, San Diego.
I think that's for. It's funny. A lot of us are envisioning a two-game losing streak in November, December.
Yeah,
that two-game swing.
I
could see it.
Oh,
I could definitely
see it.
See
but I don't think.
I think there's
happen.
A much better case of that than them losing to Manning at home. I just.
Yeah, that,
I feel good about that game.
Plus, he's going to have an inordinate amount of interceptions this year for Peyton Manning.
Right. You said this is his year where
that's,
he takes the tumble.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
What
that's
if this
correct.
Is the year the Patriots take the tumble?
Then I'll be
because both are
I'll
due.
Very sad.
You're right about Manning. You're 100% right about Manning. He is due to tumble. Based on the arm strength I saw, he is due to fall off a cliff at
right.
some point.
And it's going
to
manifest itself into interceptions.
Manifest itself.
Tom's back, so no yelling.
Do y'all see any outside threat that New England might be looking at? Because if I read on NFL.com, most of my taking his time, even a little bit more time, make sure he's ready. Have y'all read that also?
Yeah, that was a report from Mike Freeman, who was a longtime writer. Actually, I believe early on was a Globe writer at some point in his career in Boston.
Yeah.
Sort of cited a source close to Gronk. I just don't buy it. I'm sorry. I'm not buying. The tone of that report was that he was going to take more time than necessary. I don't believe that to be true. I think he'll take every bit of time that is necessary, but those are two different things.
See, that's why I said my head's in. 12-4, you don't know how long Dobbs is going to be out.
Well, yeah, we just listed him. Wilfork, Dobson, Kelly, you know,
Gronkowski.
Gronkowski. You have plenty of guys coming off injuries that who knows what their status is going to be earlier in the year.
All right, Eldridge, thanks for the call. Let's go to Morris in Chicago. Hey, Morris.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Do you go by Mo?
I do.
Oh, what's up, Mo?
I was just saying, I think, first of all, the Bears are going to lose to the Patriots in New England. I just wanted to say that. They're
okay.
not going to win that game.
I will say that's an intriguing matchup for wide receivers corners.
Yeah.
Jeffrey, Marshall, Revis, Browner, big corners, big receivers. That's an intriguing matchup within the matchup of that game.
Yeah, but
Edge
been,
Patriots.
Cutler just got a new contract, so you know what quarterbacks will get a contract. New contract, dude. They usually mess up.
I know what he does.
So I'm counting that as a loss. So what I will say, like everybody else has been saying, that November, December, that Denver, the Colts, Lions, Pack, I think that is pretty much the heart of the Patriots lineup for playoff teams. So I got them playing games all close, but I got the Patriots winning 3 out of the 5 of them games. So
So who are your losses?
Well, that I don't know. I say I just think the Patriots will win three out of them five games with Denver, the Colts, the Lions, Packers, and Chargers.
I think the Lions are a little bit of a wild card team because I still think they have some talent with Stafford,
sure.
You know, the offensive weapons, Bush, and obviously Calvin Johnson. Now there's talk of they might trade Sue to try to move up, do whatever
they're
going to.
New head coach.
Mm-hmm. If they're good, and I think they're not without talent, so they have a chance to be good. They have a chance to challenge you. Then all of a sudden you're talking about Broncos, Colts, Lions, Packers, Chargers being pretty tough five-game stretch through there of
could be
offenses and weapons and quarterbacks. Because you look at it, I mean, that's a murderer's row of quarterbacks. You go from Manning to the new Manning in Luck to Matthew Stafford, who's a 5,000-yard passer, regardless of what you think of him, to Aaron Rodgers to Rivers, who had a great bounce-back year last year. That's a tough for a pass defense that, yes, we all think is going to be better and new, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I think them games will be close, but I think the Patriots would win three out of five of them games.
Yeah.
And another thing, I have a great feeling that our defense, we might give up the yardage, but I believe our points, we will give up less points than we did the last couple of years, having Revis and Browner. And I think he'll get better this year. Just one in time, because we have Revis and Browner, I think he's going to play better this year.
Okay.
I'm really hoping we get some more talent on offense through the draft. I'm really hoping that, or maybe some free agent, somebody just dropped because they drafted a young receiver or a tight end. I'm hoping we get some help just to give Brady another option, somebody consistent who's going to stay healthy, though.
All right, gotcha. Thanks, Morris. Right. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Chris with a TIAN. Christian, what's going on?
This is Dr. Cristiano from the Myrtle Beach Animal Rescue League. And we have captured a fascinating specimen of humpback whale whose diet seems to consist of Diet Pepsi and meatball calzone.
And he's wearing a Northeastern hat over his blowhole.
How did you know? The reason for the call is that we believe he is property of the New England Patriots due to two birthmarks located on the hind of the animal. One that says Bledsoe Forever, and the second with a circle with a line through it with the name Brady inside. We cannot keep him with the other species. We need to separate him from the group. He sure has a particular penchant for showing extreme aggressiveness towards females with child. Particularly while waiting in line to feed.
Thank you, Christian Cousteau.
What's going on?
Nothing. Boy, that was good. I like that setup call. That's
well
really
done.
Good.
Well done.
Worked all week on that, huh?
You know, I love Paul, but I had to do it.
Yeah, sure.
It took me a couple of days, Eric. Yeah.
You don't do anything else. There hasn't been any rain. The water's fine.
It actually rained like heck.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it rained a little yesterday. I was off at work. So, congratulations, Jumbo, on the finish. Nice job.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Way to go. I'm sure it's a great sense of accomplishment and good for you. That's great.
It was a great sense of accomplishment. It wasn't great. You know, that's the one thing I've said. Everybody's pretending it was such a great experience and it was so good to be out there. It sucked.
Really?
I'm not going to lie to you. Like, it hurt.
Really?
It wasn't fun.
Yeah.
My legs hurt. I didn't want to run anymore. But it's great to finish. You feel great afterwards. But that 3-hour span in the middle from, like, mile whatever to the sucked.
Yeah. It was an ordeal.
It was.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Christian.
All right, that's all I got.
Thanks for the comedy.
Christian.
Let's go to Larry in Worcester. Hey, Larry.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I was looking at this schedule, and one of the things is there's a trip that no one will think of, but Buffalo Bills on October 12th, right in the middle of all the leaves, and the 13th is Columbus Day. It's also Thanksgiving in Canada. I mean, if you could take like 4 or 5 days, you could have a great trip, and it's inexpensive.
Oh, I see what you're saying as far as it being a good trip,
off-the-radar trip.
Yeah, yeah.
Jump in your car, and you go travel through New Hampshire and Vermont.
Yeah.
And then spend Thanksgiving in Canada.
Yeah, hit the falls, the casino, little Canada, a little fun.
Yeah, got it. Nobody's in the casino, so you can get a deal there.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Larry, getting it done as a travel advisor.
Nice. Sounds like you're talking yourself into it.
Well, actually, it's my anniversary weekend, and we usually do stuff like that.
Good.
Anyway.
Nice.
Sounds like a good take, as
they
say.
Yes. I also have 12-4, but I have something a little different. The Colts are on their bye week before us.
Oh. Yep.
So they're going to be prepared for us.
Aren't we, too?
Yes. We both have that same bye week, but we have to go there. So I have a loss there.
Okay.
And the Broncos have 11 days to prepare for us. They have the Thursday night game before us.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm worried about that. But I still have a win for us over the Broncos. I don't know why.
Because they've played 15 times. Brady's 10-5. We came back last year. He's got a limp noodle now. It might be windy late afternoon.
But I'm older than dirt. We could never beat the Broncos, even when we had great teams and they had lousy teams.
There was a time where we could not beat them. You're right.
It was years that we called
the Elway era.
Yeah. Well, even before that.
Yeah. Even when they had lousy teams and we had really pretty good teams.
You don't have to tell Fred. He was a Broncos fan back then.
Yeah. I mean, back in the 60s, we still couldn't beat them.
Yeah.
He was a Jets fan in the 60s.
Packers and Chargers as losses.
Packers and Chargers. Okay.
So now we have a groundswell of an expected two-game losing streak.
It's not going to happen. I'm telling you. It's not going to happen.
I mean, we need the numbers. Where's the release? Because one of those things is the Patriots record under Belichick after Thanksgiving, and remember, it's phenomenal.
It's incredible.
And now we're projecting two losses back-to-back in that span.
I'm telling you, it's not going to happen.
You're that afraid of Keenan Allen and Danny Woodhead and...
No.
I don't know anybody else on the Chargers.
No, you want to know what it is?
Well, the quarterback.
The Lions are going to beat us up, because they always beat us up.
Well, what if Sue's gone? They could have a total different mentality.
They beat us
now.
Up in the preseason.
I'm saying
they don't always do so in the regular.
But Caldwell could, if he's looking to trade Sue, he may say we need a culture change, and we've talked about it. They cross that line. They're too physical. They get those 15-yard penalties. Maybe Caldwell's looking to tweak some of that, and maybe he thinks getting Sue out of town is
I'll
a
take
step.
Him.
Oh, that'd be great.
I was going to say, what if they trade him to New England?
Beat the Lions, but I think the Lions will beat us up, and we'll be black and blue going into the Packers. And then it's that long trip to the Chargers.
Yeah, it's possible, but I'm a little surprised at how many people are predicting a two-game losing streak there.
Yeah, I don't see it.
It's strange, but I do think we'll beat the Lions. I just think they'll come out black and blue from their ears to their toes.
All right, thanks for the call, Larry. Let's go to Olivier. Hey, Olivier.
Hey guys, how are you? That was fast.
Hey, Olivier, how are you?
We're just knocking
pounding
down
through
here.
The calls here.
Hey, congratulations on the run this Monday. Proud of you. I'm happy you were safe and that you beat your record. How are you feeling?
I'm getting better. Today is the first day I was doing stairs relatively normal, but both quads are still very sore.
I feel your pain.
I think I might go for a run on Sunday, though. I was going to try Sunday or Monday and see how far I can run comfortably. If it's like 5 miles, 10 miles, just see what I can do.
Half a mile, I'll turn around.
Why stop? You know, you should keep.
Well, no, I'm going to keep. I'll keep. I have a 5K on the draft weekend, the Sunday. I'm going to keep doing those.
Is that a celebrity run? Did they ask you to run in it? Or?
No, it's a charity run. I do my part. Philanthropist.
That's nice. Hey guys, quick question. No, two questions actually. The first one is. Related to the existing free agent still left out there. And I think one of them is probably washed up, but, it's Ed Reed. Do you think that it may be worth for us to pick him up for the veteran minimum? So he influence the – no, nothing.
No. A, I'm not sure he'd come for the veteran minimum, but B, thanks.
He has nothing left.
Yeah.
He's nothing left.
We already gave a golden parachute year to Adrian Wilson. I'm not sure we need to do it to another safety this year.
Yeah, well, I think his tank is empty.
Belichick with Ed Reed, I thought maybe.
They love each other, but it didn't work out. Timing, whatever.
Yeah.
Earlier in his career when he was still a better player, maybe. But we want young. We want a young, hard-hitting safety. I don't know if you've heard, but I go with Dayon.
Yeah, no, I understand. Of course, I've been hearing it. Now, the other question is, is it crazy, and maybe it is, to expect Bill to surprise everyone and to trade everything he's got in the bag to get the number one pick?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Not happening.
And to get clowny?
And
is that what you're thinking?
He couldn't even do it without mortgaging the future first-round picks. Yeah. He doesn't have the capital. He doesn't, you know, he's got a low first-round pick, does not have multiple first-round picks.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, it would be a hellacious trade for the future.
Yeah. But I'll bet you that Belichick likes Clowney. I'll bet you he's in the camp that this guy's
going to
be
good. I'm sure he does, but he can't get him. But he could get Anthony Barr, maybe. I wouldn't rule out a trade up in the middle of the draft. Somebody slips. You know, I'm in love with Anthony Barr, but I'm not ruling out trading up. I'm just ruling out trading up to the number one overall pick. Going to happen.
Well, if we think that he's going to be, that guy is going to be the number one overall pick.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Well, guys, I appreciate it. Good talking to you.
Very good. All right, Olivier, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
And on the line right now is the king of Patriots travel, Barry Ancion.
Oh, nice.
Hey, Barry, how you doing?
Hey, doing good. Good to talk to you guys.
Good. So have you had a busy day?
Somewhat, yeah. I mean, to be honest, we've already been buzzing, you know, for the last month or so about, you know, what games everybody's hoping to get to. But, the last 12, 14 hours, whatever it's been, have been, pretty, a lot of stuff going on in the Patriots Tailgate Facebook group.
Right.
Okay, so lift the curtain.
Well, before we do that, in case, you know, any of our listeners don't know who Barry is, Barry runs the Patriots Tailgate group on Yahoo and Facebook, right?
Primarily Facebook now.
Oh, now Facebook. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's still a Yahoo group out there, but pretty much all of our activity and announcements all occur on Facebook.
So if you're not directly involved in organizing these travel trips, you definitely know what's going on. You've got your thumb on the pulse of Patriots travel.
Yeah, the idea is to the idea of Patriots Tailgate is to be a network for Pats fans going to all road games and a regular season and postseason. And a lot of, you know, we have a lot of clubs that are in, you know, some of the NFL cities that will host a great party like they did last year in Houston and Carolina, in Denver for the playoffs. And when we don't have that, we just try to get fans to get together and, you know, put them in touch with each other so they can tailgate together or they can buy tickets together or they can, the locals can share tips about, oh, stay at this hotel, use this mass transit, whatever it may be.
Yep.
So, yeah, so the big picture for Patriots Tailgate down the road is to really have, you know, meetups for every single road game because we got Patriots fans all over the country. But the reality is right now, normally there's just a two or three big ones per year. And those, you know, typically are, like I said, when we have groups or clubs in those cities that are able to, you know, set up some activities and some parties and the tailgate and all of that.
Right. So what are you looking at this year?
Well, I'll run through all the road games real quick if we got a few minutes,
okay.
And I'll kind of give a brief thing about whatever's going on there. Week one is Miami, and for years the Village Pump and Grill has in Fort Lauderdale has been throwing a big party. So
they had a good one last year.
Yeah, they always have good ones, and so I think that's, you know, you're not tailgating at the stadium, but they have a party at their grounds. It's all Pats fans. They sell packages that include game tickets and a bus ride to and from their bar to the stadium. So it's the easy and fun way to do it. So I recommend that, and they're going to get involved with our group and let us know the information as soon as they're ready to put their packages on sale this year.
Okay.
After that, we got Minnesota. I think we already had a caller who volunteered potentially hosting a party there. So if he wants to join Patriots Tailgate, that would be fantastic. You guys know that the Metrodome is no longer around.
Right.
It's been demolished. So they're playing at the University of Minnesota. So it'll be a smaller stadium. It's only 51,000 people.
Intimate gathering.
Yeah, yeah. So it should be interesting. It's a once in a, you know, it's a different opportunity to see a different stadium that you typically won't otherwise have a chance to see. So that should be a good one. And week four is Kansas City on Monday Night Football. And
good game.
The Pats haven't played at Kansas City, I believe, since 2005. So this is the longest return trip of the season. And KC I got some friends that are from there, and I hear all about their barbecue tailgates, and they just say it's the best. And I think last year they briefly broke the sound record. They beat Seattle briefly. So that's another great stadium to check out. And I think, and that's pretty somewhat convenient for everybody being kind of in the middle of the country to travel to. So, and being a Monday Night Football, you got all day to get ready and tailgate. So that'll be a good one. I think y'all also had a caller talk about Buffalo, which they always get a good turnout. There's a group that sets things up that they'll buy group tickets, do some bar hopping the night before the game, and they get a private lot near the stadium that they do their tailgate in. So yeah, there's a group that does that every year, and they seem to have a good time. And I need to make it out there and join them one of these years. Week 11, after the big home game stand and bye week, we've got Indianapolis on Sunday Night Football. And it's actually, you know, even though the Pats and Colts have played each other every year since 2003, it's been four straight home games for New England.
Yep.
So aside from the Super Bowl, this is the first time we're getting back there. And the Stadium Tavern, I'm not sure you guys remember that from that last Super Bowl, but they had some parties and events.
Yep.
For the Pats fans, and they'll be doing the same thing. So they're getting started on that planning, and that should be a good time. That'll be the kind of the Pats fans headquarters for the whole weekend.
Okay.
And then week 13, the one that a lot of people are really looking forward to is Lambeau, Green Bay. The Pats, again, don't get out there very often. The last game was in 2006. And it's going to be one of the toughest tickets of the entire NFL season. We know how loyal Green Bay fans are, and, you know, that they'll be there in negative, you know, degree temperature weather. And there's not a lot of tickets that go on sale for that one, even on the secondary market. But this is one that, you know, big-time, long-time football fans really look forward to as, you know, kind of seeing something historic and getting to Green Bay. And that's, again, something we don't get to do very often. So it's kind of an interesting situation. I think there's no public parking except for season ticket holders. So people end up parking in people's yards. They sell parking lots, basically, in their yard. It's kind of an interesting thing. And they do the tailgate real big there, too. So this will be a costly one. You know, you don't get to fly into Green Bay. You kind of think it's a little ways to get out there, and it's going to cost you a lot for the ticket. But this is one of those opportunities that if you want to do it, this is the time to do it. And then following that immediately in week 14 is probably going to be our biggest event of the year in San Diego, as you guys already mentioned. So we did the last one in 2010 that Fred and actually all of you came down to that one, I believe. And it's going to be similar. We're going to try our best to get group tickets. We're in touch with the ticket office right now. We will definitely have a party the night before the game. Probably going to be the same location, but stay tuned for details on that. We're going to have a tailgate at the Qualcomm Stadium parking lot, just as we did. We're hoping that you guys will be able to join us. And this has probably got the most buzz for sure of our group. And part of that's because we have so many West Coast Patriots fans that we don't get the opportunity to see the team too often. The past two or three years, we haven't had anything out here. So when they do come, people flock. So okay. This will be the big one.
That's awesome.
And then wrapping up the season is the Jets. And that one, you know, we get a pretty decent turnout too, because, you know, we got a lot of Pats fans in New York, and it's drivable. It falls, you know, the Sunday before Christmas. So it'll be kind of questionable as to what the weather's like and what the turnout's like. But hopefully that game still means something, or maybe hopefully it doesn't.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't for them anyway.
Yeah. So, Barry, you'll be at San Diego. Are you going to make any other of the trips?
I'm also doing the same thing as everybody else. It's kind of looking at my work schedule, looking at the calendar, trying to figure out what might work. I want to make a home game as well, so I'm trying to see if I might be able to go 2-for-1 by figuring that out. So I'm looking at Green Bay would be fun. Kansas City would be great. So those are – and Miami, I know that party's always a good time. So
yep.
I'm still kind of up in the air. We still have some time to figure things out.
All right, so Patriots Tailgate on Facebook is the place to join, and you'll keep everybody updated with info as you get it.
Right. So when you search Facebook for Patriots Tailgate under groups, there's a handful of other groups by the same name. Make sure you pick the one that has the largest membership. I think we've got about over 1,300 right now.
Okay.
Wow. And And yeah, you'll see on our cover photo the picture of Robert Kraft and Sam Cunningham at our party in Seattle. So make sure you join the right group. And then once you get into the group, click on events, and we've got a specific event page for all 8 road games.
All right,
so
cool.
And if anybody else, like that guy in Minneapolis or the guy talking about Buffalo, wants to, you know, take the lead and organize and help us out or just provide tips, you know, it's about being a community. It's
right.
Not about just me or the club.
It's collaboration. Right.
Exactly. So, right. You know, there's going to be some games where there's not a lot of big events going on, but hey, if a handful of people get together and tailgate before the game, it's still a better experience for everyone. So I encourage anyone even thinking about going to a road game to join and see what's going on. And, you know, don't pull the trigger too quickly on buying tickets, because right now there's very little supply out there. So you're probably going to overpay, because the people who are listing tickets now, they know how excited people are, and they list them high. So be patient, but it's all case by case, but we try to point people in the right direction as to when we can get group tickets, when you want to use the ticket exchange, when you want to go with, you know, brokers. So there's a science to it, but you have to be patient, and knowledge is power.
All right. Well, thanks, Barry. Thanks for the call, and keep in touch. That's Barry Inseong of the Patriots Tailgate Group on Facebook. Look for the one with 1,300 members.
That's the most exciting part of the schedule, I think. People actually wanting to go.
Sure, those to, that who
to
can.
The game.
Yeah,
who
yeah.
can. And I think more and more people are hopping onto that that tradition.
Speaking of that, Johnny Anella has a question for Eric. He'd like to know when the 2015 schedule will come out.
About 364 days from now.
Okay. But you're supposed to say it very annoyingly.
No, it's okay.
Now,
I know he's kidding.
Fred, we all mock this whole interest in the schedule and the release. Why wouldn't you have a set date? Why wouldn't you say
foolish that they don't?
April, the third Tuesday in April, we announce the schedule. You tell people when the draft is. That's a very popular event.
The combine, the draft,
because
I
think you're dealing with 32 owners and networks who all have different things going on.
You have a full year.
Yes. No, I know. But a lot of times you don't, like, we didn't know all the concerts that were coming to Gillette Stadium until
if you give people a date, they work from that date. They work with that date.
Yeah.
For everything they do, whether it's the owner, the
exactly.
concert guy,
no,
you have a deadline. So when I'm trying to put together a concert, I need to get this done so I can tell the NFL by X date.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
deadlines force you to make decisions.
And then pump it up all you want. NFL schedule show. I don't get the secrecy and the idea that
silly.
It has to come down to the wire. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Give yourself a deadline. Start early enough to reach the deadline and do it.
It's ridiculous. It's the one thing that they don't schedule is their schedule.
Well, they have to have announcements that they'll make an announcement of the announcement.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Foolish.
So let's go to Eddie in Maryland. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, Fred, Eric, and Andy. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Good, good. All right, guys. I have a little exercise for you guys here. If we have a little bit of time for me. We take a time machine, and we're going to go to basically December, whatever that date is, the last game of the season.
28th.
I got two scenarios. Yes, 28th. I want to see what your confidence is going to be at the end of these two scenarios. The first one, the Patriots are 14-2, have home field advantage. You know, they score 34 points a game. And basically, offensive and defensive ranks, they're second on offense, total offense, and 28th in total defense. The second scenario, they finish 10-6, 11-5, one or the other. They win the AFC East, but they're the fourth seed. You know, they only score about 24 points a game. They're eighth in total offense, but they're seventh in total defense. Which one would you guys take, and what would be your confidence level? Just to fast forward right now, regardless of what they do with the draft or any other picks, any other moves they make, with that scenario I just gave you, what do you guys think? What's your confidence?
I would take one.
You would take one?
Yeah.
28th in defense.
I'm the number one seed and I'm at home?
Number one seed and at home. Always want to win games.
I knew you were going to pick that, Andy.
I want to be better on defense, but
I also
want to win games
exactly.
and play at home and all of that.
And that number could be a little deceptive, too. You could be that low in defense because maybe your defense doesn't have that many chances to be on the field.
That's the thing. All those numbers. I mean, somebody tells me, they're seventh in points. Yeah. Or, you know, the Patriots were third in points last year.
Not points.
They weren't that good, except when Gronk was out there. They were dominant on offense when Gronk was out there.
Yeah. But bottom line is, I agree with Andy on
wait, you said not points, so you're more worried about yards than points?
No, I'm talking about yardage, third down conversions, those not points.
So how are they ranked in your scenario? How would they be ranked in points allowed?
In points allowed, you could say they're in the top. They're obviously, you know, if you're seventh in defense, they're pretty good. They're in the top tier.
I would go with the 14-2 home field advantage.
I want to be home. Yeah. I want to be winning games.
Yeah.
I want to have buys. Yeah. I want to have all that.
Yeah.
I think there's an immense value in all of that. You know, even though I know your whole point here is, you know, we're always good on offense and then it doesn't work and we need to be better on defense and
I'll take
blah,
my chances
blah, blah,
with
but
winning games.
I'm sorry. I don't want to take my chances playing wild card weekend and playing on the road.
If you're scoring 34 points a game, probably you're in the lead a lot, and guys like Aaron Rodgers or Stafford rack up some yards at the end of games that hurt your ranking, but necessarily aren't really a reflection on your defense.
Yeah.
So, it's so hard. That's why football's so great, and you can't just look at a team's numbers and say this is who they are. You have to watch the games and know the context in which those numbers came. You have to. That's the only way to judge a football team.
And that's true, Fred, but that's why I gave you that scenario of seventh in defense. Overall, the Patriots have not been that good in defense, seventh, since probably a decade ago when they won the Super Bowl. This is the point that I try to kind of express to you guys.
I'll take the same scenario. Okay, seventh in defense. Let's just say that. Okay, now with Revis on the team, let's just say you're the same offensive team where you're getting leads, but this time because of Revis, teams aren't able to rack up those yards at the end of games when they go pass crazy. Are you still that good on defense against the real good teams? I don't know. You can't tell from those numbers. Hmm. You have to watch the games.
Well, and that's, again, that's why I kind of said, regardless, I'm just kind of putting it out there. We don't know what moves it. We don't even know if they're still going to stay the same defensively, which I just, that's my fear, that they're going to stay the same. And that defense just doesn't work, man. Am I the only person who preaches that, who says that?
Wait, what defense are we talking about?
We're talking about the Patriots' style of defense. Bill Belichick's style of defense.
It would have worked last year if they stayed healthy.
No, but what's the style? Last year, they were a almost strictly 4-3 team. Earlier in the year, they were stunting quite a bit. They're moving Chandler Jones inside. They're playing more games on the defensive line. They're man coverage. I mean, I think they've been morphing over the last couple of years to their personnel at a lot of times.
They've been morphing, but they're just not – they have to keep –
they're not going to be the aggressive, speed-based, undersized Seahawks where they're just going to get everything. They're not there. It's a process. They're trending more toward that, but they're not going to just totally scrap what Bill Belichick believes in. But I think they have been moving in that direction of being a different type of defense.
And I don't expect them to be 28th in defense. I think they'll be a better defense than that.
I do, too.
Statistically.
I do, too.
And I
you added
still,
one of the best players in football on defense.
Right.
That
and
helps.
I will always take, no matter what choice you give me, I will always take winning more games over winning fewer games.
Yes. Yeah. And not playing on wild card weekend and playing at home.
Right.
I mean, those still have an inherent value. I know people are just, they've been beaten down by this whole, they've been too good offensively, they're never good enough defensively, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Thanks, Eddie. Good call.
Yes.
Get you talking. Pat from Agawam, Mass. My personal opinion, the Patriots go 14-2 with losses at Buffalo, the team we don't expect, and at Indy, and go undefeated at Gillette. If they stay relatively healthy on defense, I think we beat the Packers.
Wow.
Sorry, but their defense sucks, and I can see our sub-pedestrian offense rolling up at least 24 on them. Fred, your bold prediction was time finally catching with Manning's skills this year. Mine is Aqib Talib does what he does best and gets hurt in a big game against us in November 2nd and goes on IR. Also, I forgot to congratulate Andy in my last email, so congratulations. And now, Eric, go get laid so we have something to congratulate you about. Okay.
Three,
that wasn't
two.
Nice. That wasn't
you don't have anything? Go lay yourself or something?
No. Nope.
Okay.
I like it's not worth fire it. Back. Yeah, but it's entertaining.
It's not worth it.
But it's entertaining.
Matt from Birmingham, UK. Great show. I've got 13-3 for next year's defeats coming against Cincinnati, Indy, and Green Bay, and finishing with a Super Bowl 49 victory over Seattle, 32-28.
Wow. Okay.
There's no way that the Patriots lose to Cincinnati at home next year.
Freddie, we got a guest on the way.
I'm with you.
I can tell you.
We got a guest on the way, Freddie.
We do have a guest on the way.
He's on the way. The PR department escorting him as we speak.
Great.
By the way.
So is lunch, so he's going to have to wait.
Yeah. By the way, Talib getting hurt won't happen in what is that, week 9? It'll happen in the AFC title game between Denver and New England.
See, but I actually don't know that that matters. For, I mean, he's a great corner.
I know. I'm just,
but as we've always said.
I'm teasing because that's when he's gotten hurt the last
Who's he going to match up with?
Yeah, Eric, move that chair over so when he gets here.
Okay, move that chair. Take the heater down. Yeah, change the garbage.
We don't need the heater anymore.
I know. I'm just kidding. I think Brady's gone now. Permission to speak freely.
I was fine with it already. New Brunswick.
He wasn't yelling at you to shut that.
John in New Brunswick. Don't worry, Fred. They can't replace you, but nice job the other day, Eric, Andy, and Paul.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Andy, congratulations on the marathon as well. Nice job of you and the family on the video podcast. Yes, that was nice.
And I will say, I am very critical of a lot of things for a lot of people. That is one of the best videos they've put forth.
Because you were in it.
No. And I've actually heard from a lot of it was very well done how they...
It was done.
They did pre-interviews and posts and kind of wove it all together.
It was really good.
I thought it was phenomenally edited, narrated.
Yeah, really nice.
Jackie did a great job.
Yeah, it was,
I want to thank her.
Good. It was
My family loved it.
If you haven't seen it, Patriots marathon team finishes strong on Patriots.com. Very good.
And no making fun of how I run, which some people in the office have done.
After seeing your wife be interviewed, it further makes me think she must be a saint with what she has to put up with. Serious question.
if you only knew.
If Gronk plays less than half this season, how many more years is he a Patriot? If he plays half the games this season...
One is a very significant possibility. Because even if he's great the year of the contract, you're hesitant, you're scared, and it's a lot of money.
But if he plays half the season and that half is the second half and he's Gronk...
You're selling me. You're right. If he plays 8 games this year and then
but he's the difference
15
maker,
next year and he's really good...
You have to keep him.
Then a good chances.
Right.
Because we've always said they don't overpay for the third best, the fourth best. They will overpay if they believe a guy is legitimately... Pretty much the best at his, you know,
and
Brady,
right.
Revis,
Will
Gronk,
Fork.
Will Fork, yeah. Mankins.
Yep.
Yep.
When they thought those guys were the best and represented what they wanted, they inked them.
They paid them as
they
such.
They didn't do it to Samuel and Branch and guys who are, yeah, he's the top 6, he's pretty good, he's this and that. Mm-hmm. They don't overpay for that.
I just got a message. They just ordered the food? What happened?
Who's they?
Chris.
I thought Kevin had ordered it, but he hadn't. He got pulled away. He had the phone in his hand, so I thought he ordered
it. Oh, my
it.
God.
Well, we couldn't eat it now anyway because we got a guest
I know,
coming.
But I need fuel.
Be our guest. Be our guest.
I mean, this is my marathon.
You're like a camel, except your humps are on your shoulders. Just get some of that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fred from Delaware says,
"Your lovely
stupid
man
NFL.
Humps.
No. This is how you know the draft should be moved back up again. When they hype up a schedule release in prime time, they just want to keep the fans at bay. Just to think that the draft would have been today makes me angry.
Wait, they've been hyping it no matter when the schedule is coming out.
Yeah.
This is their new shtick.
Yeah, they've been doing
Except
that for
they
years.
Don't hype it on a date. They hype that it's coming soon, and we'll let you know Tuesday when we're going to announce, when we're going to announce, when we'll announce the schedule.
I'm tired of hearing all these experts throw darts at what might happen and what should happen. Just start the damn draft already. I think the Denver game will be flexed for Sunday night.
I agree.
I give the Patriots losses to the Jets, Packers, and Colts. Anyway, keep up the good work. I miss Paul. I want to hear some arguments.
It's true.
Well, it's schedule day. I mean, it's not. There's really not much to argue about. Let's see. Christian.
Plus, we had Brady in the next room. We got a guest coming now.
Is he really mad?
No. He was joking.
Oh, he was?
Threw his hands up with a big smile and said, WTF.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah. But he was joking.
I can't see around.
I still can't really understand. I don't really know what they heard. Were they hearing just noise, or were they hearing like word for word what
well,
we were saying?
Well, remember when Gresh and Zoe would do theirs? We could hear them, and they could hear us.
Yeah,
pretty much.
So I could be in another commercial.
It was
or
just bleeding through like muffled.
I guess
it wasn't you couldn't hear us clearly.
No, it wasn't like tell your wife to shut the lights off.
Yeah,
right.
Because then he would not have been going like this. He would have been walking through the door.
Christian in San Diego.
I can take him.
First, congrats, Andy, 26.2, done a few of those, and like you said, they're kind of painful. Fellas, so stoked on the schedule, going to be going to the Green Bay game this year, getting tickets today. Lambeau is a bucket lister, then back at my home the next week to watch my Patriots de-energize the Bolts. And listen to my neighbor's
groan.
Did
you sniff or did he?
Can't wait. I did.
Or no.
But
allergies.
He wrote it.
He wrote sniff?
He wrote sniff.
Okay.
I will say, I know Lambeau is supposed to be special, and I think Kansas City is more special.
I can't wait to find out.
Day of game experience Kansas City, the crowd and everything,
I
think is cooler.
The presentation.
Yeah, it's cooler. Yeah. I really like Kansas City. And you add in, if you go for a couple, the barbecue and the area, which we don't take part in quite as much, but – I would put Kansas City above Green Bay on my.
It's really, you know, what the stadium atmosphere is like and where is there to eat.
Right.
Of course.
And Kansas City is home.
Right.
Run.
Right.
With those two.
Now, Buffalo had half of that when Billy Ogden's was open.
Oh, Jesus.
Never got
it's
to
experience
gone
forever.
That.
I know, but that
give
was,
it up.
That was my favorite trip because of Billy Ogden's.
Okay, well, it's gone, so let's move on. Can we?
I'm just saying, where to eat is a big factor in how good a road
There's
trip
good
is.
There's good restaurants everywhere.
Yeah.
You just
yeah,
know
you
where
have
to look.
You have to know where
and
to
that's
look,
part
exactly.
of what Barry's doing. If you but tap into local people, mm-hmm. they can tell you where the best restaurants and different things to see.
I'm also just, I'm really excited about seeing Arrowhead, that environment.
It's awesome.
And Green
and
Bay.
And Arrowhead is updated since we've been there. They did a big, in the post Pioli, somewhere in there, they were doing a big overhaul of that stadium, I believe. But it's still, because it's that closed bowl, loud, they're interactive, they're all wearing their red, and it's an old-school stadium.
Do they do a tomahawk chop type of
thing? Yeah, I
think
they do a lot of stuff.
They're the closest thing to college that the NFL has.
They got the band, they record, I believe they record the false starts or something, and different things on the board.
They do.
And they do a little funny stuff, too. Remember they had like a mascot wrestling match was beating up a Patriot, and they do. He has a quad. The guy,
time I was out there, you know, they had the mascot out there, and then all of a sudden, this guy in a Patriots jersey runs across, jumps out of the crowd, and runs in the field. I literally thought it was a fan, and the mascot tackles him and beats the hell out of him.
Oh, so they made
so
it
it's all staged.
So they
have a nice mix of like tradition, old school, college type stuff, and just new age entertainment and having some fun with it. Why do you keep looking? I'll tell you when he's here.
All right. Alex from Philly.
He didn't care that Brady could hear us in the next room, but he's waiting for, I won't say it, just in case the guy never shows up.
I lost my game because I'm hungry.
I know.
It's I'm like that guy in the Snickers commercial. I'm like Godzilla when he doesn't have his Snickers.
Is that who you would be? Who you would turn into Godzilla?
No, I'd turn more into like somebody, you know, with...
Roseanne Barr.
With dementia. You know, I just don't
know. That's how you are normally.
Yeah, I know. You wouldn't have to turn
Well, it gets worse.
So you already have a built-in excuse for the terrible interview when you ask bad questions.
It gets worse,
So, Devin, you play safety.
What?
Yeah, he's just an idiot. He's just an idiot.
The guy's supposed to be on the way.
Devin McCourty's coming, all right? Alex from Philly,
12-4. Or is it Jason?
12-4. looking at this, we'll have to look at that birthmark that you know about.
Oh,
where is it?
Wait a minute. What?
looking at the schedule, I see another 12-4 season. I know Fred probably sees 16-0, and Eric probably sees 2-14.
No, Eric is surprisingly positive.
I went 12-4.
He'll be negative by August, but right now he—I don't know if he's sick or it's the trigidad of days have made him happy.
It's called triduum. They've made moves that I like so far, and
I will tell you when he's here. Stop looking. It's distracting you.
The four losses
Besides,
are at Kansas
take a
City,
here,
home
so
against
regroup.
Detroit, at Miami, and at San Diego. Let
it's
me explain.
No, it's not.
Three of our first four are on the road, which is a tough test to start the season, even against cupcakes. We'll go 5-1 in the division, with our only loss being a split with Miami, which means we lose the first game of the season. Kansas City is still a good team and a bad matchup for us with their pass rush, and that stadium is a tough place to play. Even at home, Detroit is another bad matchup with their D-line and explosive offense. Revis will earn his money that day. Lastly, I picked the Chargers because I think we're going to beat the Packers the week before, but that may take a lot out of us, and I think people underestimate how good the Chargers will be this year. They're going to surprise people. Now, this prediction is only preliminary. The draft, training camp, health, who goes to jail, all can change my entire outlook on this season. So like Mel Kiper does with his mock drafts, I will probably change my view about 450 times before the season starts. So, okay.
Fred, you don't have to look anymore. He's here.
Oh, Devin's here.
The one time he didn't look.
I know. He snuck
right,
up on you.
So set up Devin with his headphones and his microphone, and let's make sure we can hear him. So, how you doing, Devin?
I'm doing well.
Good. Thank you. Now, does anyone ever pronounce your name McCurdy? Has anyone?
Yeah, that's happened before.
Okay, good.
What do you think of those types of people?
They probably struggle with reading.
Bingo!
You described Fred to a T.
Bingo!
So how you doing?
I'm doing well. It's a fun time right now getting back. All the guys, we're having fun working out and pushing each other. So
yeah,
first week is always tough getting back into it.
Yep, but it's good to see the guys and,
yeah,
and all
definitely.
That. Yep, good.
Now, I have a serious question for you, very serious question. About a year ago, went down to New Jersey with our film crew, went to your house. You hosted us. Your brother was there. You were doing your fundraiser for the sickle cell event, which you raised quite a bit of money, mm-hmm. right? You're doing that again this year, right?
Yeah.
Now, my question is, at the time, you had a really intense bet going on with Jason, and you were beating him, last I heard.
Yeah,
you were beating him. Did you beat him?
Yeah, I beat him.
Now, the important question here is, did he follow through?
Oh, he's
on
coming.
The
bet? He's coming before training.
So he hasn't done it yet.
Nah, because by the time the fundraiser was the end of June,
mm-hmm.
so by the time to try to set it up before a training camp took mm-hmm. off for him was going to be too tough. And then he got married this offseason, so.
But he is going to do it.
Well, yeah, we're going to get him.
So
here
what's
before.
The bet?
Yeah, describe the payoff. What's the payoff?
Oh, we'll have a new Pat Patriot for a day.
Oh,
no one will be able to see, but it'll be Jason McCourty being Pat Patriot for a day.
And he's going
to
be out great. In public though,
yeah,
right?
We got to pick the location. Man, probably Patriot
Maybe
place.
Pick,
and
yep.
Let everyone come out and take pictures with Jason.
Oh, that's great.
And it's the real Pat Patriot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Get
up.
So it's going to stink, and he's going to be in there all day.
I told him the best thing is he'll be able to be a Patriot for a day.
That's right. That's good. At least you get a taste of it.
Exactly.
You know?
Right. Exactly.
But you're doing the fundraiser now again this year, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Tell us what that's all about.
It's tacklesicklecell.org. It's a fundraiser and a foundation that we set up for sickle cell just to bring awareness and try to raise money. This offseason has been pretty unique for me. I've gotten to go up to Boston Children's Hospital and actually learn about the different advancements that they're doing on the medical and the science part, where I got to go into the lab, see some things under the microscope that they're doing. And June 14th in Jersey City, we're going to have our 5K walk again, and we'll have to create a new challenge. And
I was going
to
say,
something different.
Double or nothing's right. not going to cut
yeah,
it. You're going to have to do something new. Because
we got to think of something different this time. We might choose to see who wins the race. We might make it a little competitive.
Oh.
I couldn't really race him last year coming off. I had shoulder surgery, so this year we might see who can actually win this 5K, but it's been a great experience just to be a part of the sickle cell and try to help raise awareness. We've gotten to meet so many people, and so many different people have come up to us and tell us how much they really appreciate it. So it's been a blessing just to be a part of it.
And is there a website for the event?
Yeah, tacklesicklecell.org. You can come if you want to run. You can decide to get your own team and go run. If you just want to donate to either me or Jay's side, or if you want to donate to another team, somebody that's already in it, you can do any of that. It's in Jersey City. So last year was really cool. We had a great day. We had a DJ playing. We had food. So everyone got to come out and have a pretty good time.
And Jersey City is a great place these days.
Yeah, you can look over the water, see the,
right.
The skyline, see New York
City. Well, that was the Super Bowl host hotels were in Jersey City, right?
Yeah.
So tacklesicklecell.org.
Yes.
And they're, correct me if I'm wrong, but they're making tremendous strides and feel like they're on the cusp of.
Yeah, I was really amazed, you know, just, you know, being a disease where, you know, a lot of people had so many questions, but there weren't many answers. And just talking to the doctors, they've kind of figured out, you know, how the disease kind of passes along from your mom and dad and, you know, you have it, and you don't really have it for, you know, they said between the first 6 months to a year. And then they said once the things change and you kind of get your adult genes that you're going to have and you leave the fetal, they said that's when you really start to have your different blood cells, which they become sickle, and mm-hmm. that's when you really start to have the problem. So I was talking to one of the doctors, Matt Hanley. He's a really cool guy, and he's like, the thing is, you know, we've cured a lot of rats. He said, now the thing is just trying to cure some humans. And just being around them for, I think I was down there for 2 days for a couple hours. It was exciting. They're really cool people. They're working hard. And it's always good when you see people in their professions. And, you know, as hard as we work here, you see others doing it to do something way bigger than football. So I had a lot of fun.
And you chose that cause because it's something very personal for you guys, right?
Yes, my aunt and my uncle have it, and my aunt was so excited this offseason. I went down to Orlando when Jay went down for the NFL Players Association meeting. I went down, and she lives in Orlando, and she got to meet my niece, and, you know, the first thing she looked and she was like, wow, another generation. And for her, she never really thought she would see another generation. When she was growing up, they told her she wouldn't live past 35, and now she's 63 years old.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, she's just amazed by all the little things. And then when she got to go to the wedding last weekend, she had such a good time. So it's great. You know, she has fun, and she's so proud of us. You know, not just for football, but to take part in this and take an initiative. She always calls us and tells us about it. And our goal this year is trying to get her from Florida down. Last year she was going to come, but she kind of had a little setback. She had a crisis, so it was tougher. And it's tougher to travel. She has oxygen 24/7, so we're going to try to make it possible to get her here.
Are the advancements that are being made medically, or maybe they don't know this yet, but would they be able to help someone of your aunt's age or at that stage in the disease?
Yeah, that's what they were saying. They said that's the toughest part right now, just trying to figure it out, you know, with babies. And they said one of the great things that they're, why people are living a lot longer, is because of what they're able to test as soon as you're born. They're able to find out right away if you have it. They said in the beginning that was a tough part, but they said, you know, the goal right now is they're trying to see if they can take it up from babies and then try to work their way up. They said it's going to be really tough to do it, and people that are older. And, you know, they said, but the exciting part is they've gotten people into their 20s and into college, and they've been able to live long lives after.
That's great. Well, I think all the Patriots Nation's proud of you, not just your family.
Oh, yeah.
So good work.
Yeah, it's been a great amount of support. That's why I killed Jason last year. We had a lot of support in the New England area. A lot of people jumped on the website, and if they couldn't make it, they donated. We even had some people that traveled down from Massachusetts to take part in it. So the support that I've gotten from here has been superb.
Right. So, again, tacklesicklecell.org. It's how you get involved, get in the race, just give money, just support the whole cause. That's great. So
speaking of support, you're going to get some on the football field. What do you think of Darrell Revis joining the team?
It's been exciting, you know, with Revis coming in and Browner. Those two guys have played a lot of good football in their career. So getting them here, you know, it's going to be exciting. I think the focus for us as a group, you know, not just those two guys, but, you know, we had some guys, you know, with Steve and Akib leaving last year. You got to start working on that. You know, it doesn't matter how good you are on paper. So I think the exciting thing is we have a lot of hard workers here and guys that are willing to put in the work. And the first week, you know, we've all been tested already early, and guys are pushing each other, getting through the workout. So that's what's exciting to me, you know, as a guy that's been here going in my fifth year, seeing a younger group with some veteran leaders and guys that are all hungry to go out there and win as a team. So it's been really really good to have those guys in here. They're working hard with us, and we're ready to go. We're focused on trying to get better with the time we have.
Schedule came out last night. The league makes a big deal about it, and the fans get really excited. They anticipate it. As a player, are you on the edge of your seat waiting for the schedule? Do you, you know, whatever?
Not really. I mean, once your opponents come out, you know who you're going to play.
Right.
For us, it doesn't really matter. I mean, we'll probably look to see when the bye week is. You see where that is, and that kind of always lets you know kind of how the season will go, different pushes you have in the season.
Usually it's November 9th, by the way.
Yeah. Usually depend on a bye week. I think for us, you know, really myself, I get more excited when the preseason schedule comes out because, you know, that's what you work first towards, you know. For as soon as you get into training camp, you're not working, you know, you're working towards, you know, now we have Miami week one. But,
right. You
know, the goal for us as players is to be ready for that first preseason game. So that's always exciting. And then I guess when the schedule gets really released, you start texting and calling the different guys on teams, you know, talking a little trash. So my first text went to Tyquan for our preseason matchup week three. That's like one of my closest friends. So it's always exciting.
Not Brandon Spikes up in Buffalo. I mean, he thinks he's going to beat us twice. You know,
yeah,
so.
I've heard a lot about it. I haven't seen much of it. But, you know, Spikes is always a guy that's been outspoken. He goes out there and he plays hard. So
yeah.
I didn't expect anything different when he went to Buffalo, but I know he'll be ready to go for that game.
Does he just like to stir the pot? It seems like he tries to just get a reaction sometimes on Twitter and then kind of just enjoy it, play with it.
I think the thing is you learn about Spikes is he's always just being who he is.
Yep.
You know, he doesn't go on there just to do it to, like, see if everyone will love him or hate him. That's just Spikes. You know, we used to be in the locker room and, you know, it'll be – maybe 20 to 25 people have an opinion, and Spikes might be the one guy with a totally different opinion. That's just who he is all the time. So I think he's just being himself, and I'm happy for him that, you know, he's happy, and it'll be exciting playing against him, though. He's a guy that I love playing with, and It'll be a little different.
I'm waiting for a Mankins and Spikes potential fight. You think there's a chance of that happening? A couple little shoving and pushing maybe after a play?
You never know. Those are two passionate, physical players.
Yeah. Also, who do we need to look out for from Rutgers this year?
good question, Eric. Yeah.
I probably think the top guy would probably be Brandon Coleman coming out. Yeah. I don't know if he's on the Patriots radar.
Right.
I usually don't really jump in until, you know, the night
right,
before.
Right,
draft.
Yeah, I see.
I jump in.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
when
right,
I really
right,
get hands
and
on.
And draft day, obviously.
Exactly. I let those guys, they do a great job of doing all that. I just jump in late and, you know, tell the guys, you know, this Rutgers guy, he'll be a good guy. But, no, I think I've gotten to work with him a little bit.
He's
while
big,
he was
right?
At,
he's like
6'6". Yeah, he's like 6'6". Yeah. He runs pretty well. And
can you cover him?
Yeah, I can cover him. No, but what I loved about him, and I think while he'll be a really good NFL wide receiver, is his work ethic. You know, I remember going back there when he was there with, you know, Logan, Sanu. Those guys were putting so much work going against each other and trying to get better. I'm excited just to see him get his foot in the door and get on the field and just start playing.
Right. What did you have to say to Patrick when you first saw him returning?
I texted him. I told him, welcome back. Pat loved it here, and it's good. You know, he'll be back here. He's a guy I think that, you know, brings a lot of emotion, a lot of passion, and he's like the Energizer Bunny on the field and workout. So it's really good to have him back here, and I think it adds another veteran leader. I think he's a guy that, you know, there's a little things that have changed in the defense since he was here last, but he'll pick that up right in stride, and he'll be another guy that can, you know, teach the younger guys and motivate them and keep them going. So it's always good having good veteran football players.
So your brother came to the NFL first, right?
Mm-hmm.
He got married first. He got his contract
first.
I wasn't
trying to win that.
So are all these, you got to catch up to him in some of these things? You feel like you're kind of playing catch up here?
Yeah, we go back and forth. See, he has a little lead on me with the contract, but I mean, he got drafted first, but then I got drafted higher. So,
yeah.
I mean, he has a new contract, but I'm on a better team. So,
right.
He's still.
And inflation, your contract
right.
might be bigger when it comes. And
so,
you can kinda...
I still feel like he's still trailing me a little bit.
So, you're the turtle that wins the race.
Exactly.
Slow and steady.
Yeah.
Plus, being an uncle is pretty cool, too.
Yeah. It's the greatest.
You can have fun, and then you can leave if you need to,
exactly.
If anything gets messy or.
I mean, they finally got me into changing diapers now, so I really feel like a true
boy or a
uncle.
Girl.
That's a girl.
Oh yeah, that's
so. I feel
that's
like
a different
a true
beast
uncle.
Too.
Oh, it took a year.
Yeah.
Does the funny face thing still make her laugh?
Yeah. The funniest thing is the confusion she gets since I went down there.
right.
I'm not always around, but I went down for a week before the wedding. So they started, since they had a new coach, they already started their
right,
workouts.
Yep, mm-hmm.
So he would leave early in the morning, but by the time, you know, her day got going and I would come downstairs, she would think like dad's here with me all day. And one day when he came back in, we were sitting in the living room and she was just, look at him, look at me. She did it about four times. Then she looked at her mom, and she was so confused.
And her mom's like, don't ask me.
Yeah.
I was going to say, her mom doesn't have that problem. Right?
No, she can tell us apart easily.
Okay.
She can tell us apart.
All right. Well, Devin, I know you got things to do. You guys are in the middle of OTA, but we do appreciate you coming by, stopping in.
Oh, no, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure being here.
Okay,
and
great.
Give it again one more time, the website, Tackle. No.
TackleSickleCell.org.
Okay.
Because
you
got to
beat Jason again.
Again.
All right, Devin.
And we didn't even make fun of the, what is it, buttercream? That's
oh, the
commercials.
The commercial.
Your
the
acting in those might need a little butter. Tweaking, the cocoa butter. I mean,
you get any more offers after that? You get any
no.
down the road? No.
Scripts didn't start flying
they
in.
Didn't start flying in. No. So we still
Did
have
you get
some
to
work.
Keep the cheerleader that you caught.
No, nah, we didn't get to.
You had nothing for that.
It was lucky for him since he got married a little bit after.
That's
so
right.
That
I see
over.
A lot of that stuff in your locker, though.
I've always got
your lifetime supply.
He's not just a spokesman.
Right.
He's a
I hook the defensive backs up too, so I make sure we don't have no ashy elbows or kneecaps. Yeah,
that's right.
Nice. Boy. Yeah.
All right. All right,
thanks, Devin.
Thank you.
All right.
We're going to take a break. Devin McCourty joining us. We'll be right back after this.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football.
especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of Domino's. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. Your Boston Bruins are in the playoffs, and Ace Ticket has your seats to all the games. Be there at Boston Garden for all the playoff action. Ace Ticket is the official ticket partner of the Boston Red Sox, which means you will always get the best seats at the lowest prices. Ace has your tickets to all of this summer's biggest concerts. Luke Bryan, Billy Joel, Zac Brown, One Direction, and Katy Perry. Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit Ace Ticket. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
We're NRG, and we're a new kind of energy company. One that's hard at work making the most of renewable sources of energy. One whose solar energy is helping power football stadiums across the country. One that's developing new technologies that can one day turn your home into its own source of power and put you in charge of how you use it. We're putting that power into your hands. NRG, the power to change life.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
We all know that Andy is the bully of PFW in progress. He can dish it out, but can he take it?
Trying to read the email here. Guy's pulling an all-nighter so that he can email during the show, and Andy's disrespecting.
No, that's not my fault. It's you.
That's your fault.
You're the one who picks and chooses the emails.
That's your fault.
Shut up.
Typical big head. He's never wrong, and nothing's ever his fault.
You're the one who chooses the emails.
That's not my fault. It's not my fault that I'm talking while you're talking.
Don't have a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
Leave it to Fred to put Andy in his place.
When someone's talking, you have to shut up.
Now, back to PFW in progress.
He's going to kill him.
All right, back here in PFW in progress, 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Web radio at patriots.com is the email address. Thanks to Devin McCourty, or McCurdy, for stopping in. And
he must have heard you read an email once or twice because he had you pegged.
Oh, yeah, he did. He got me. Oh, thanks for the Diet Pepsi, Andy.
You didn't ask.
Well, I mean, you were coming in. You know, we're going out there. You could have asked. Do you want anything? But that's all right.
Chris, can you get Fred a Diet Pepsi?
Chris will get me a Diet Pepsi.
Food's not here yet. I was prepping.
No, there was a little mix-up there. Quick. This is an interesting one. Mike writes in from Rancho Cucamonga, California. If one of these two people had to be cut, who would you rather see go? Okay. Daron Harmon or Silver Saliga? All of these are
– I'd have to go Saliga.
Okay. Kenbrell Tompkins.
Wait, hold on. Why?
Because we don't have a starting safety right now, and if he goes, we have no safeties.
Yeah.
Well
– we have Wilfork and Kelly and Volano and
– as I, you know how I feel about this subject, but I would rather have Chung there than Harmon.
Oh, I wouldn't.
So I would say
– been there, done that.
I would say Harmon.
No.
Kenbrell Tompkins or Chris Jones?
Tompkins.
Tompkins.
The guy that you cut.
Yeah,
I would cut Tompkins.
Vince Wilfork or Tommy Kelly? The fact that you have to think about this is interesting.
Well, only because of the injury. The injury
right.
was serious.
But they're both injuries.
I know, but I think Wilfork's might be a little bit
more
problematic.
I mean,
I'll still say Kelly.
Taking everything into
account,
Kelly.
Kelly.
Okay. I can't cut Wilfork.
Gerard Mayo or Logan Mankins?
Mankins. Sorry, Logan. Don't hit me.
I would say Mayo.
I'd have to say Mankins.
Yeah, I'd have to say Mankins.
Revis or Gronkowski?
Oh, man. That's a really, really good one because it's tough.
Yeah. They're all pretty tough.
This one's the toughest.
I think this is the toughest.
Yeah.
Revis.
Because one-year deal and all
that. One-year deal. I think he's gone anyway.
Yeah.
And I love Gronk.
Vollmer or Ninkovich?
Who would I cut?
I say Vollmer.
Vollmer.
You've had a lot of time without him. And,
you can get away with putting an offensive lineman in there.
Yeah, Vollmer.
But
like
not, you don't have enough bodies at that.
And just so you know, my personal feelings are seeping into these.
And finally, Jamie Collins or Aaron Dobson?
Dobson.
Yeah, I think the upside for Collins has everyone intrigued.
Well, I think both have upside. Intriguing upside. And intriguing expectations. I think they are both expected to be good to pretty good players this year. You're counting on them to have roles with this team. But Collins intrigued me with what I saw flashes of last year, that versatility.
All right, let's go to the Ace Ticket Hotline. It's stacking up again. Everyone's excited to talk Patriots schedule and everything else. Steve is in Queens. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, Fred?
Good.
Sorry about the delay on the lunch, but hopefully Kev's got that straightened out for you guys and you'll be taken care of.
Oh, are you the buyer?
Yeah, I got the guest taken care of.
Alan,
thank you.
And he's from Killeen, not from Queens.
Oh.
Killeen, Texas.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is Steve in Killeen, Texas.
Yeah, it's okay, Fred. Forget about it. It's okay. It's me and you, Paisan.
I'm just reading what is written here, so I don't know. But thank you for lunch today, Steve.
Well, I'll thank you when it gets here. I'm not thanking you yet.
Typical Andy.
Oh, well, thank you. I just walked in the door, actually.
All right, no problem, fellas. On the schedule, what's your thoughts on the back-to-back away games and kind of the gauntlet this season?
Well, the back-to-back away games to start the season, I have no problem with.
No, me neither.
Yeah, I'm good with that, you know?
Well, I mean, I'd rather be at home.
I'd rather have my home games later.
Yeah. I would, too.
Yeah,
whatever. But I think the back-to-back is the one everybody's pointing to, the back-to-back at
San Diego,
Green Bay, double dip.
I don't think they're going to lose both of those games.
Well, you're just overly really positive don't. All the time. It always works out.
That's Paul.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. So are you among those who think that Green Bay, San Diego could be a two-game losing streak?
No, I honestly think we'll probably split those, just depending on how things go. It's one of those where I looked at the schedule and kind of had that Cincinnati Bengals game in the back of my mind of, yeah, it's winnable, but there's just, you know, Green Bay is the one that probably concerns me more than San Diego for obvious reasons with the quarterback position. And, you know, I want to see where we are
when yeah.
the game comes. As far as our defense, that's the big question mark for me. So I'm kind of playing that one a little close to the vest and saying we'll walk out of it 500.
One thing we haven't right. mentioned for the schedule, and you talked about stretches and tough and early, week seven or after the six games, you know, that PUP line, depending on who might be on PUP, is that Thursday night Jets game, which could be kind of a big, yeah. interesting, if you're getting Gronk or Will, for somebody who might be on PUP, that could be an interesting
yeah, and that was
added,
the case last year.
Right.
Gronk's first game yep. was against the Jets.
Yep, so that could be an added tie-in to that game.
Yeah, in the short week on top of that.
Yep.
Yeah. It's going to be good, though. I'm ready for it, guys.
I'm ready for it, too. We just got to wait a few months now.
Yeah. All right, Steve. Hey, thanks for lunch again.
Yes, really, thank you very much. It's here
thank
now.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Enjoy, gentlemen.
Enjoy right. Clean and Queens.
Let's go to Clean. Chester in Portland. Clean. Hey, Chester.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, first I wanted to thank Eric. Man, thanks for finally making this happen with the schedule. It's so exciting.
My pleasure, bro. My pleasure.
It's so exciting. I couldn't resist. It's so excited to see this season shake out on paper. You know, I just in response to the last call with Steve, you know, two away games to stop, but, man, four out of five home games before the bye. I mean, the value there in nursing injuries and stuff I think is huge.
Yep.
Lacking travel time. You know, there's a lot of good things to see on the schedule the way I see it. Man, good interview, by the way, with McCourty. You know, it's just so nice to hear what these guys have their hands in as far as, you know, their personal efforts. It's just really, really nice to hear that. But, you know, with him, this is his year to shine, in my opinion. I mean, if he's not a Pro Bowl safety this year, he never will be. I mean, this is the year where it's time to crap or get off the pot. And, Devin, man, I'm looking to you to really take advantage of having some support around you. But, man, you know, looking at this schedule, I got two takes today. Number one, this team is going 13-3. Three losses. KC, one division loss, and one loss at Green Bay. That's the way I see it. You guys hit it on the head. You know, you never know with this team losing, but that's my sniff line, 13-3 this year.
Okay.
Look out, by the way, San Diego is going to be the biggest party of the year. Pats Nation, anybody on the West Coast, if you weren't listening to Barry Insiong, get on Patriots tailgate. San Diego is going to be off the hook. I'm putting out a personal challenge to PFW. Guys, it would be a dream come true if all four or five of you could make it out to San Diego. It's the beginning of December, so a little time before Christmas. I mean, what better way to get the heck out of the cold weather than to go kick it in San Diego with Pats Nation? I'm working on getting some other callers in the loop on this one, but San Diego, mark your calendars, December 7th. It's going to be a night to remember. Lastly, this Rose game, by the way, is going to be our finest effort ever. I'm going to top Seattle. I'm putting it out there right now. The greatest thing about Pats Nation, we travel thick every year. This is going to be the year of Pats Nation on the road. Let's make it happen. That's all I got. So excited. Guys, have a great weekend. Out.
All right, Chester from Oregon.
Chester's the best guy to call right when lunch arrives.
He's laid down the gauntlet for San Diego.
I think Chester missed his calling as a wrestling promoter.
Maybe we fly Andy and Paul out and have them do the pregame show at the San Diego tailgate.
I think Andy is not happy with you right
now.
No.
I'm actually intrigued by this idea.
You know?
One game at a tailgate in San Diego?
Do a remote?
I'm listening. I'm listening.
You know, maybe we do something like that.
So my job is to go to San Diego and do a radio show where people are eating food.
Right.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
Talk to my people.
Change it to Green Bay. Thanksgiving weekend.
Not as interested.
Well, we'll see what Barry...
I'm packing shorts and bathing suit, not parkas.
You know, one thing is for sure is that San Diego party is going to be a blowout because that is where Barry's from, and San Diego has a good contingent of Patriots fans, so we know that's going to be a good take.
Plus, you know what else they got in San Diego, Eric? A zoo.
That's and also
and what do they have at the zoo?
Pandas. Mm. And that's also the place of the where I beat you in three sports.
It is.
Oh, really?
Right? It's also the place where you painted on a hooded gorilla sweatshirt.
Right.
He was cold, so he bought a sweatshirt. 10 sizes too small that day.
I love the San Diego Zoo. I've been there 3 times now. I love it.
That is one of my favorite trips to San Diego because, well, I don't know where you guys stay now, but we did stay to a place where I just walked through this dunes down to like the
ocean.
I hung out there.
It was the golf club. This,
yeah.
Yeah.
Torrey Pines.
Mm-hmm.
You got the zoo. That's a good trip. It's San Diego.
We've stayed downtown. We've stayed at Torrey Pines. We've stayed in the La Jolla area. So it varies.
It's a good trip, though.
Yeah. It is.
Good, solid trip.
Dan is in Virginia. Hey, Dan.
G'day, fellas. You know what else is in San Diego? A whole bunch of stuff's coming across the border from Tijuana. Even more, adding even more to the party. I got a quick schedule question, but before that, I got to congratulate Andy, of course, on his run. But I want to know, do they give him some sort of handicap because of his giant head?
They should.
The time bonus, he has to carry all that extra weight.
They should.
Such a height off the ground.
Well, the advantage were the runners around him because the shade that he cast really kept him cool.
And the answer to your schedule question is April of next year.
No, what I wanted to ask was there's been a lot of, you guys have talked rightly about the Patriots' schedule. I was a little curious about our opponents, the key two being Indianapolis, which a lot of people are talking up this year, and Denver. And I wonder if you'd have a look at their schedule, and we're wondering about, had any analysis to how many games they were going to win and lose. A lot of people really took I think the Colts have the easiest, and the Broncos one of the hardest.
Yeah, so, Broncos are going to be 10-6 this year.
You're not the first person to say that, Fred. I've heard other people saying that the Broncos are only going to win 10.
Now, will Manning even still be starting late in the year? Big is this?
Is Osweiler going to be taking over?
But his arm's going to be a noodle.
It's already a noodle. Yeah. It is a noodle.
But it's going to manifest into interceptions.
They play the West, the NFC West. That's a tough slate of games. And all four. Last year, it's 4 tough games.
All 4.
Defenses, I mean, whatever you think of Carson Palmer and the offense in Arizona or my guy Bradford coming back, those defenses are pretty legit. Certainly that Rams defensive line is not one, Manning's coming off a Super Bowl where he had pressure issues.
What are they doing?
Quinning.
There you go.
Yep.
Yes, exactly. They're playing the NFC West and the AFC West, too. You got a lot of winning teams there, so it's not going to be any easy road for Denver.
Yeah, they will not have the type of season they had last year. That will not happen. I don't know if they're going to fall, like Fred thinks, that far, but they will not be as dominant offensively, and they will not have the type of year
they
did.
You heard it here first, 10-6.
So that's a cakewalk. We're going to be ahead of them. Maybe somebody else comes along, but we're not going to lose out to them for the number one seed or anything.
We are not.
Okay.
What about the Colts?
We'll see. I really love Andrew Luck. I think he is there will be a time where he'll be the best quarterback in the NFL in a few years. But I'm not sure it's now.
Time is not yet here.
Yeah, it's
right?
not yet. It's mm-hmm. Not here. So.
Yeah, I didn't say the Pats losing to them, but because they just seem to have the magic on life. Yep. Never seems to have played a good game against the Patriots.
So they should have beat the Broncos last year in Indianapolis. They should have won that game.
Mm-hmm.
So,
who?
The Colts.
They did beat the Broncos in Indianapolis.
I thought it was a close game, and then
they beat them.
Oh, okay, yeah. So they beat them. So there you go. Makes my point.
Remember,
even
they honored Manning before the game. He got all
they
emotional
softened him up. But I thought that at the end, Manning. I don't know why. I thought Manning eventually pulled that out. No. All right.
I don't know.
Okay. Shows you where my. I just knew.
I think it was actually their first loss of the year.
It was.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Dan, thanks for the call. Let's go to Melvin. Hey, Melvin.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
You doing?
Pretty good. I'm pretty good. Getting on to the schedule and stuff. I'll go about 12, 13 wins, plus or minus. That just depends on our health and, how our team's playing around there. But, 12, 13 wins, I think, will be in a good position to put us at least for a bye. So that'll be good. And my question here that I was thinking about is, really, what are we going to do with Dennett this year? I know you all have kind of talked about that, but with Browner coming in, I mean, I think Dennett is a solid number two, corner. I don't think he's just the, he's a lead and he can go to that next level. But, I mean, there's value in being a pretty solid number two corner. So what do you all think, how are they going to really play with Dinner.
Yeah, I like Dinner too, and I think that, you know, Browner doesn't come in and automatically take that number two corner's job when he's ready to play. I think he's going to have to beat out Dennard, basically.
But we'll see that in preseason. We'll see that play out in preseason. We'll know by the time the regular season starts who is
but
in
even
line.
Then, I'm not sure we will. I think there's a chance you're going to see both those guys, platoon or whatever you want to call it, matchups, different things, you know, based on, you know, they're two physically very different guys. Experience-wise, they're different guys. I think you could see both of those kind of be share the starting duties opposite Revis.
You know, for example, let's just say Dennard's starting, but then you get to Chicago. And now Browner is a better matchup because of his height. And so maybe, you know, he has a bigger role than he would in other games. You know, I think that's going to be the
luxury. It'd be a nice problem to have.
Exactly. That's going to be the beauty this year if they stay healthy.
When Bills' defenses have been at their best, there has been 14, 15 guys that were major players that had either starting or rotational roles.
Right.
And your hope is you can get back toward that.
Yep.
And that might be an area where you do it, is in the secondary.
Yep.
All right. Okay, and the last thing I'm going to say before I get off, but I know you all talked the last time and somewhat about the difference in the elite wide receiver and the elite tight end and which one would you rather have.
Mm-hmm.
I think, me personally, I would rather go for the tight end right now. I feel like there's such a big gap between, you know, Graham, you know, Gronk, and then you have maybe Vernon Davis was there for a little bit. I know he had a bad season last year, but there's a big fall off in tight end with that ramp. And I know Calvin Johnson is great, but I feel like there's a lot of receivers out there. You know, Victor Groves, undrafted free agent, just, you know, could take that little role. And you can find, I feel like you can find, you can easier have a better chance of finding a wide receiver that can be elite and that can be a playmaker than you finding Gronkowski. Gronkowski is just so special. Especially the first time I even, you know, really saw him play it, was Brady just throwing the ball out there. And I said, oh, my gosh, he's throwing to a lineman. What is he doing? And huge. I mean, I've never seen anything before that like that. He was taller than the lineman. He was a big, freakish athlete that I've never seen before
I mean,
in my
he
life.
Tracks the ball unbelievably.
You're preaching to the choir, yeah. Melvin. I have said, and people make fun of me, I think he's the most irreplaceable player in football. And that includes quarterbacks, anything you want. I don't think there is another person we've seen. He may exist somewhere. He's coming up the pipeline. I don't think there's another human being that can be compared and replaced.
And that's why we chose him in PFW as the MVP, offensive MVP. And even with Brady on the team, you see what the team is when he's not on it, as well as when he is. And so the value is very clear. It's just absolutely clear what he means to this team.
Right. I just want to make sure everybody else just really knows this is a very special player that we have. I know he has injuries. I know there are concerns there, pardon, but his athleticism, size, you know, Andy talks about that all the time. He is beyond real. I've never seen anything like that before in my life. And if we get, you know, some I think I can find a receiver that's really good. But I really want to keep Gronkowski on this team as, you know, as much as we can. So
assuming he's healthy and can play.
Right. Assuming he's healthy. All right, yeah. I'll see y'all later.
All right, Melvin, thanks for the call.
You know, we've talked about over the years, this town had never seen a guy like Brady in terms of the star power and kind of the whole package because of the era, first of all. But also, they didn't have, you know, Bird was different. You know, Orr was different. Williams was different. Brady is a legitimate paparazzi-followed star. I'm not sure this town has seen a lot of Gronks over the years in any of the sports. Just that is Bo Jackson.
I'd say the poor man, like, you know, look, I'm not even comparing them in terms of talent, but Russ Francis was kind of like that guy.
You're probably
right. He liked to have fun. He had unbelievable talent, but he didn't block the way Gronkowski did. But he was the closest, I think. Derek Sanderson with the Bruins was kind of like that, you know?
I just think Gronk is a charismatic, unique star, and that's on and off the field. The freak of nature on the field is part of it, like the Bows or the, you know, whoever those people that really draw you in physically, and then the personality just amplifies that to a whole nother level.
Right. No, Boston hasn't seen a lot of those types of athletes. And they're rare, you know.
Oh, yeah. You know, Shaq, who has, like, the beastly physique and then that outgoing personality. People gravitate to him.
Even when Moss was here and he had the resurgence.
Right.
That was a rarity.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't have those, that kind of player.
These
last decade has been really something to to watch here.
Let's go to John, who's on the line. Hey, John.
Hey, guys.
How old are you, John?
I'm 13.
Okay, thanks for calling.
When's your voice going to change?
Yeah. Leave him alone. You just called in. Don't worry about him. That's Andy. Don't worry about him.
Congrats, Andy.
Thank you.
Marathon.
Thank you. Your voice sounds just fine.
Oh, yeah. He's such a phony, isn't he?
You are a very nice little girl.
Oh, stop.
Wow. So I was wondering, you guys are talking a lot about the team losing those two games to Green Bay and San Diego. Now, I think...
I'm not. Let me just make that clear. I don't think they're going to lose those two games.
I know, but to the other guys, do you think that if they have Gronk and they have Will Fork and everyone is healthy, do you think that they'll win both of those games? Because I think it'll be no problem if Gronk is there and he's healthy and he is playing like Gronk.
I will certainly feel a lot better about it.
Yeah,
because I
don't think no problem is.
Yeah,
you can't say that going to Green
Bay. I think the people that are saying those are going to be tough games are assuming that Gronk's going to be in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, part of it is the whole thing. If everybody's healthy, you know, the Patriots are at their best. It's unlikely those other two teams will both be at their best. They'll probably be dealing with, because that's pretty late in the season, you know, sort of the three-quarter point there.
Yeah.
So health will definitely be a factor in those games, but I think the combination of the two, the on the road, there's a lot of reasons to circle those. You know, people call them gamblers, I think call them tough spots sometimes.
Right.
Those kind of have a tough spot plus good team.
So, John, what are you thinking? What are you thinking for a record this year?
I think 13-3. I think that they will lose. I actually do think they'll lose that first game to Miami just because of the heat and everything. I think that they will lose to Green Bay. I don't think that they will have everyone healthy, so I don't see that being a win. And my surprise team is Detroit, because as you guys were saying, they are a wild card. But I think that with the addition of Tate plus Calvin Johnson and Reggie Bush, obviously, I think that they have too much talent. And I think we don't have a history of winning with them, even in the preseason.
So Spikes doesn't come through on his we're going to beat you twice prediction?
You know, I don't think so.
I'm just kidding.
You do have them losing back-to-back games, though, Detroit and Green Bay.
Yeah.
A different two-game losing streak.
Different two-game losing streak, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Vacation week.
That's right. Yep.
And we'll wrap up the show with John's call. So I want to thank everyone for calling in, writing in. I want to thank Devin McCurdy. remember, it's tacklesicklecell.org to get involved with his cause, and it's a good one.
Yep.
We will see you next Tuesday.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.